much about. You gotta put it in perspective.
If you don't mind, I will begin at the beginning.
It's a new day. Let's get going.
1, 2, 3.
Bad boy!
4, 5, 6.
B.I.G.
You guys are such dicks. All I can do right now, all I can do, I can't get it out of my head. I can't. But all I can hear, nonstop. Seriously.
Having fish behind my, outside my window. Having fish behind a tree.
Oh, that takes me back.
The sum of the parts is greater than the, all of the sum of the, well, you know.
And boom goes the dynamite.
Are we ready for Psycho Mike's message from his mom?
Hi, hon. It's me. I heard you this morning. Made a mother very proud to hear you take a crack in the bushes. That's another story. Good show.
Other than that, good show.
It is not my fault. It is not what I do. It is who I am.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me. Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
And I have to say, I have goosebumps.
Roll another one.
Sounds like the beaver had quite a day.
Just like the other.
Pushing the limits.
This one seems to be about to quit.
Really?
And I need another hit.
It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine. It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
It's our time to shine.
Let's shine.
We funnier if they offer up the first name.
Roll.
From you.
Just like the other one.
It's not right. I don't like it.
This one seems to be about to end.
Tony.
Dan. Zahn.
I don't have another cent.
When you get your ass hammered by guys, there's no better feeling than to have that done.
Rock and roll, hoochie coo. Just pass it around.
Well, that's just good sense right there.
Open wide for Chunky.
And now.
Bring it in, morning cheer.
U-G-L-Y. You ain't got no alibi, you ugly. You ugly. You mama say you ugly. Hey!
Our feature presentation.
That's the way to start a morning right there.
All right.
Morning, everybody. It's a brand new Kevin and Bean show. It is Friday morning. I want to start you off with a great story out of Dana Point, where a driver missed a turn along the road, and the road happened to be next to the ocean.
Mm.
So the road turned. Driver didn't. Driver went over some rocks. Driver went into the ocean.
Oh, man. Is that your worst fear? Well, besides being burned alive.
No, burned alive, I think, is ahead of that.
That's everyone, always. Yeah.
I think I could get out of. You always see in the movies, you can get out. You break the window, you can get out.
That's true.
So I'm fine with that.
Okay.
Go in the ocean anytime. No worries. It was about 7:30 a.m. A little bit of a shock, right? You'd think it would be in the middle of the night when you can't see.
I'm thinking they've been drinking all night and into the morning, maybe.
It was right next door to the sheriff's office. It was a sheriff's office with a bunch of cars there and everything. And he drove right by him, right into the ocean. So they said, Sheriff, we need you to step outside and check out the guy in the ocean. Took two tow trucks about 90 minutes to pull the vehicle from the water.
Yeah.
The driver was not cited, and it is not believed alcohol was involved.
Really? Really?
That's what it says.
Fog?
I would have bet $1 million on alcohol as well.
Yeah. Started the night before, just never called it a day.
It could be sleep. It could be you just missed the turn because it was 7:30 in the morning. Maybe right. Stayed up all night. I don't know, but it says alcohol was not involved. I highly doubt that.
Give him the breathalyzer!
That's what I'm talking about.
Very lucky.
Let's talk about today's Kevin and Bean show, shall we?
Okay.
Muggs went down to Occupy LA.
Did some hard-hitting interviews
that he's known for.
It's good when we send the journalist.
How'd that go?
Walter Cronkite style.
Yeah, you're the Walter Cronkite of our show. For those of you who don't recognize the name, he was a newscaster in the 1920s.
And respected and trusted.
Correct, yes.
Which is the funny part.
We're going to tell you the strangest story, and we've had a lot of weird stuff happen to us, but the strangest story yesterday that involves Justin Bieber.
Mm-hmm.
We're going to tell you about that coming up in the next hour.
You're going to enjoy it very much.
It's weirdness beyond belief. We have Tom Morello on the program today.
Okay.
Guitarist for Rage Against the Machine, of course, and Night Watchman. We have a Halloween parade to tell you about where they dress up their pets.
Oh, really?
And go in a Halloween parade.
Do they?
Is the 11th year.
Where do they do that?
I don't remember. Long Beach, I think.
Really? Local, huh?
Yeah, Lisa, don't do it. Do not do it. They spell it hot dog.
Like Sunday or
H-A-U-T-E.
Oh, I getcha.
See?
I getcha.
So F you. F them. Cousin Sal will be on the program with his NFL picks.
Okay.
We have the movie beat because it is Friday. We have David Alan Greer in studio. And we have K-Rock Dead Man's Ball tickets.
Excellent.
So that's all coming up this morning on the Kevin and Bean Show. We'll take a break and come back with the Ralph Showbiz beat next. We have Muggs went down to Occupy LA to kind of so that we could all get a real grasp of what's going on down there.
That's the person to send.
We send our serious journalism guy down there.
Great. I'm glad to hear.
Got some video. We'll tell you about that.
Came down to it, could I sit in your space at Occupy LA?
She was on Oprah. Also, we're going to tell you about the weirdest run-in that anyone's ever had with Justin Bieber.
Wow, that's saying something.
It was odd. And comedian David Alan Greer is coming up right
Dang.
Now. And now it's time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph.
I just wanted to say goodbye to Beer Mug before he left.
He's leaving?
Oh, yeah. Have you heard?
I didn't hear, no.
Didn't you read the news story this morning?
No.
The Burger Kings in Japan have just started offering unlimited all-you-can-eat Whoppers.
Yeah!
At their Burger Kings.
Later!
Muggs is the kind of
moving to Japan. He'll be found underneath a pile of wrappers.
All you have to do is purchase a Whopper value meal. And then you can top it off with as many additional Whopper sandwiches as you can eat. All-you-can-eat Whoppers now in Japan at the Burger Kings.
That is amazing.
The only catch is you only have 30 minutes.
Yeah, you can't sit there for...
Can't sit there all day.
8 hours.
But as many Whoppers as you can eat in 30 minutes, they're all yours for the price of a value meal.
See, I think that's pretty safe for them because I don't know how many people, after they eat a value meal, can go back for another Whopper. I know.
Him.
Yeah, Mug.
I know him, but he's the exception. Most people go, I've had about enough.
Ralph, are you able to line your pockets with them?
No, it's all you can eat. You have to eat it. You can't. It's not all you can
Stuff
carry.
Stuff a Whopper in your pants. Plenty of room.
I've already got a Whopper in my pants. So I thought that was interesting. But, wow.
See you, Muggs. It was great having you, man.
Imagine they got Muggs' picture up at Japanese airports everywhere. Do not let this man into the country.
He will single-handedly bankrupt.
He will ruin Burger King in Japan. Those Japanese always used to be number one at everything. Now they're trying for obesity. They're trying to take our title.
No, we're...
The American obesity title.
We have a firm grip on that title.
Yeah, we do. All right, let's talk about showbiz news. Oh, this is sad, sad news. On the set of Expendables 2, I don't know if you guys heard or not, a stuntman was killed.
Oh, no.
In Bulgaria, where they're filming Expendables 2. This happened last night.
That sucks.
Stuntman was working on a scene with a fake bomb explosion in a rubber boat. Died, and two other performers were injured. No other details exactly on what happened in the accident, but one of the injured performers is reportedly in critical condition. So, I'll tell you something. These stunt guys, this is for real. I mean, it's amazing it doesn't happen more often. They're so safety conscious, and they work out the details over and over again. They get it as safe as possible, but they're always taking their health and their lives in their hands when they perform. And it's just sad news when something like this happens. But Kim Kardashian and Chris Humphries, are they really in love?
They just got married.
They did just get married. However, fascinating story comes from Inside Entertainment News website called wetpaint.com. And they've got information that says the producers of the E! Entertainment show Courtney and Kim Take New York were trying to find Kim a NBA boyfriend before they started shooting.
So that they could get married?
Well, so that they could have her have a love life on the show. They wanted to cast her a boyfriend, a basketball-playing boyfriend.
Okay.
Reportedly, they approached Danilo Gallinari, who played for the New York Knicks at the time, if he would date Kim and be on the reality show, sign a release and get some money to be on the show. He declined, but apparently Chris Humphries caught wind of the offer and took them up on it.
Really?
So they sort of cast her boyfriend. Makes you wonder how much head over heels in love they are when the producers stepped in and sort of put him on that show.
And by the way, you know, when it comes down to the wedding and the marriage, it's really just paperwork. They could have very easily not filled out paperwork and not be married.
Well, I'm sure we would know that if that was the case.
Yeah, maybe.
But maybe there was a limit saying, look, you got to get married, but in 6 months, yeah, we'll get you out of it and you'll get paid X number of dollars. And who knows?
Interesting.
Lindsay Lohan!
Nude.
She's going to be nude in the pages of Playboy. And apparently her career is picking up. She's getting a lot more offers. Turns out the people over at Fleshlight have stepped up, and they are also offering Lindsay $1 million. They are offering her a deal to create her own line of marital aids, let's say.
Oh, yeah.
Word is they want to produce authentic items made by taking molds off of certain parts of Lindsay's anatomy.
Yeah, they do this. This
for
is,
her line.
This is a weird thing where they actually take a mold of the actual person.
It's like being with Lindsay.
Down there.
For $1 million.
Oh, yeah.
Just let us take a mold of your hoo-ha
for $1 million.
How weird would that be?
It's like, I can't imagine.
All right, this is going to be a little cold. Go ahead. Let's get it over with.
And then the men of America can, partake in Lindsay, which I think is kind of silly because if you just wait long enough, she'll get around to you. So no need to buy that Fleshlight from Lindsay.
Oh, yeah.
Ricky Martin's career is being revived. He's going to be a Broadway star.
Perfect.
He's going to star in the revival of Evita. You know that musical? Don't cry for me, Argentina.
Yeah.
He's going to play Che Guevara in the musical. They are adding music for Ricky. Apparently, he's going to be singing the song Living Evita Loca. Apparently, it's going to be a new song in the show.
We need a room shot.
Because, you see. Today's celebrity birthdays, Charlie Daniels. Oh, Charlie. He used to have a job, didn't he? Didn't he used to have a position?
I believe
in football.
Are you ready for some football?
Yeah, he's now not ready for football. 75 years old today. Matt Smith, the very talented British actor who plays Doctor Who on that popular series, is 29 years old. I'm so bummed after Doctor Who's over for the season. They got a Christmas special coming up, but then we got to wait till 2012.
Mm.
Anyone else bummed about Doctor Who?
No, haven't seen that show.
Joaquin Phoenix is 37 years old. Julia Roberts turns 44 years old. Andy Richter, co-host of The Conan Show and a very funny actor and comedian in his own right. He is 45. Actress Lauren Holly celebrates her 48th birthday. Daphne Zuniga from Melrose Place and from Spaceballs and other films, 49 years old. And Dennis Franz, my old co-star from NYPD Blue. Dennis Franz.
All right, coming up next
Lieutenant
on the Kevin Sipowicz, Show.
Of course, on that show. I think it was like 12 seasons he played that character. He is 67 years old today. I want to wish him the best. Every time I think about Dennis, I think of the red carpet interview.
David Alan Greer is coming up on the Kevin Beach Show.
Kevin did with Dennis Franz on the red carpet. I remember as if it was only yesterday.
When you were coming up, the first we said, "What should we ask Dennis Franz?"
What?
We said, "I'm trying to figure out how to ask this in a nice way. Maybe I better just not ask it. We're going to talk about your ass some more, but maybe we won't."
Dennis Franz mocking Kevin.
Oh yeah.
What?
And he did the right thing.
Yeah, you were a mess up there.
I was.
What drugs were you on that night?
I wish I remembered. I don't remember that night at all. Oddly enough,
you don't. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
We had a bizarre run-in with Justin Bieber yesterday. We'll tell you about that coming up. We have a comedian David Alan Greer. We have your tickets for K-Rock's Dead Man's Ball. We have Cousin Sal with his NFL picks. A lot of stuff going on today. But, you know, we're not positive what's going on with this Occupy LA thing. Occupy Wall Street, all that stuff.
It's pretty confusing.
Well, it's confusing mainly because a lot of the people down there are confused about what they want. They're upset, but they're all upset about different things. So we decided we would send our serious newsman, Doc... Oh, I'm sorry. Beer mug.
Yes, of course.
Down to the location to get video. So he went down there yesterday and he talked to a bunch of people. And you can see the video up at kevinandbean.com. And it's worth watching. It's very funny. And seeing the people down there, quite entertaining. Beer mug did a pretty good job. We had to edit out a lot of mistakes, which I'm going to play for you now.
Excellent.
So, wait a minute.
The video is actually funny, well-produced, well-done, but okay. This is a little behind the scenes of Beer Mug, and I'm afraid trying to take my job.
Beer Mug, down here and down to...
Take two.
We're going to walk around and see what's going on. What's this all about?
Take three.
All right, here we go. Beer Mug down here.
And that's all we have, so we'll talk to you later.
Got plenty more. Let's see. This is where he gets the woman's name wrong. He's talking to a woman. This woman is on the video. She's the rapper.
Oh, okay.
Okay, and she says her name, and then Beer Mug gets it wrong, and then she corrects.
You know, how have they taken to you guys so far?
First of all, great question. Yeah, how have they taken to you guys?
I don't know what that means.
I don't either.
My name is Alifa. Sorry.
Alifa.
Ali.
Ali.
Yeah.
Beer Mug.
All right, so he introduces himself. Now, Ali is a singer.
Yeah.
And a rapper, and Beer Mug is going to beatbox with her so that they can now perform.
Excellent idea.
Beer Mug has never heard of a bass drum, though. He just does the snare. That's his idea of beatboxing. And he does, and then he gets her name even more wrong than he did the first time.
Love you, not as forever. Push, rush, right now.
Yeah! Mug and Alifala, we're going platinum.
Now it's Alifala. First it was Alifa, and she said Ali, and then he said Alifala. And they're going platinum. This dude is, I guess he's a homeless guy from Skid Row. And Muggs' answer to things that are uncomfortable or whatever is always, yeah, oh, wow, that's outrageous. Listen to this.
Formerly a resident of the 90013 zip code, colloquially known as Skid Row.
Oh!
What the hell is that?
That means...
Oh!
I really don't know what to say to that.
Holy crap. Yeah. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Yeah. Dude!
All of those thoughts are coming into your mind, but what do you say? You say, oh! And wait till you hear what he says to this one.
I gotta thank Tom Morello because he gave us tickets to his freaking show, and it was so dope. Repping 503.
Yeah, she was just flowing out of nowhere, and I had to go up to her.
Mm-hmm. Now, this one is typical Beer Mug, and I love this so much because Beer Mug doesn't listen to the answers that are given to him, first of all. Second of all, this woman is upset about what happened in Oakland. And if you know anything about Oakland, there was tear gas, there were arrests, there was all kinds of stuff. The woman is explaining what happened. Not good enough for Beer Mug. Beer Mug needs to interrupt her. And then explain in his own words, which make almost no sense. Guaranteed she would have done it better.
Play.
What are you protesting exactly?
Sex and no violence.
Oh, I'm sorry. I gave you the wrong setup. I'm sorry. That's the next one. This one is sex and no violence. This one is Beer Mug doesn't listen to the answer and just moves right on to something else.
I was amazed.
Absolutely could care less.
This guy had the weirdest looking teeth.
You're mesmerized by his
mouth. He said, what are you protesting? Sex and no violence. So does that mean no violence with sex or like what is that? He has no follow up question. He just moves right on to the color of his hair.
What are you protesting exactly?
Sex and no violence.
Sex and no violence. So I see you're dyeing your hair.
How do you? sex and no violence. So you're dyeing your hair?
Yeah, I'm dyeing my hair.
What color?
Blue black.
Gotcha. So what do you?
Now he's already moved on from that. He doesn't care about blue black. Once he asks the question, he's not paying any attention to that either.
What do you hope to accomplish today or the remaining days here at Occupy LA?
Stay out of jail, man. I just got out of jail. You don't really want to know too much about that.
Yes, I do.
And scene.
No, and scene. No, that's where you go tell me about it. Come on. Where's your instincts, man? When somebody says you don't want to know about it, you want to know about that more than anything at that point. Muggs is easily distracted.
It's a cute doggy.
Hey, pup.
Oh, my God.
That's helpful. Now he's trying to describe the scene and really in beautiful language tells us what it's like down there.
As far as the area goes, we're surrounded City Hall. We're on we're a little bit on this side and there's more people on that side. Have you been mingling and, you know, intermixing and going around talking to people?
Oh, well said. He's trying to take my job, isn't he?
He's succeeding, I have to tell you.
I don't know. He's trying to out me. So now this is the one, I'm sorry, that I said earlier, where he's talking to the woman. She wants to complain about what's going on in Oakland, and he grabs the mic from her. He will not let her finish because he has to do it in a much more confusing way.
And how have you thought, what are your thoughts on how it has gone so far?
Oh, yeah, very well. Very well, except I didn't like what they did yesterday to the protests in Oakland. I thought that was a...
Yeah. I see what you're saying. So a lot of people were in a riot in Oakland yesterday.
Okay, so... Yeah. I see what you're saying. Pulls the mic from her. Now he's going to try and really make sense
except
of it for
her. Except he doesn't know.
And he doesn't remember the word Oakland first.
tear gas was brought out.
That is too much. They didn't have to do all that.
Yeah, and then he cut her off again. So
what is that? Yeah.
Let me explain it to the people.
That's rude. That's my thinking stall move.
But she was describing.
You could think while
she was talking. Let her finish her thought. She was describing it quite well.
I think I got distracted by something.
A dog?
Her teeth.
Then he talked to this guy. And by the way, again, you can go to KevinandBean.com or KRock.com and look at the video, which is it's edited so that it actually looks good. And it's funny and stuff, but this is a little behind-the-scenes stuff. But this guy is on there, and this guy's a little scary.
If blowing up the Twin Towers was such a radical move, well, maybe we need to do that again to get their attention.
That's a good point, except for there aren't any Twin Towers anymore.
Yeah.
How are you going to do that again? Are you going to build it from the ground up and then blow it up? I think not. And then finally, some parting thoughts. You know how Jerry Springer has his final thoughts?
Sure.
This is Beer Mug. And he's kind of summing up all of Occupy LA, Occupy Wall Street, for those of us that don't quite fully understand.
That sounds difficult, but I think he can do that.
Oh, he can pull it off easy.
That was Occupy LA. I'm not really sure what happened, but pretty good sight to see. Don't be the 1%, man. Be the 99. Peace.
I'm pretty sure no one's saying don't be the 1%, be the 99. I'm pretty sure that's not the message.
I'm starting
to be the 1%.
If anyone had the option of being the 1%, don't you think they go, yes, please?
Yeah, but no.
Don't be the 1% is your message.
Don't be the 1%. They're the bad guys.
Not all of them are, is what I'm saying. Not everybody.
That's what they're saying it is. Don't be the 1%, man. Be the 99. Take over the 1%. Be the 99% and take over the 1%.
How do you do that?
I'm a genius. Peace.
Hey, I think that's over. 106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it is 6:39. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We have a little story to tell you about Justin Bieber. Ralph, tell us the story yesterday that you were reporting on the air in the showbiz about his car.
He had been pulled over by the highway patrol, I believe it was, because he and his friends were caravanning. Apparently, the three cars, it was a Range Rover, I think, and another car. And then Bieber was driving his Badillac, which is his new Cadillac coupe. One of those new V-series, and he had it tricked out. He had it painted that flat black stealth bomber color, and then he had a bat signal put on the front of it and the back.
What a douchebag.
And he had the letters Batmobile embossed across the trunk, and then on the side doors he had a JB logo on each side door, like where Batman would put his bat signal.
I think he's the world's biggest douchebag.
So he had it made into sort of a pseudo Batmobile.
What a dumb douchebag.
And when the cops pulled him over, there was a bunch of photos on TMZ.com and stuff of this hideous car.
He's a douche.
It's a beautiful car. Cadillac, I've had a chance to drive this V-Series, and it's a remarkable car. And then he went and made it all douchey by trying to make it sort of into a Batmobile.
You sound like an unbelievable douche.
And so people were making fun of him, and I was making fun of him for, being a douchebag and driving the Badillac and, ruining a perfectly good Cadillac and saying he could afford a real Batmobile if he wanted one, if that's really what he really wants to drive around in, he could. And so we were just rightfully so, I believe, mocking Bieber for his taste.
We were calling him every name we could think of.
Yes. Sure. Yeah.
And rightfully so.
Because he's a 17-year-old douchebag with too much money.
So Ralph's doing the showbiz beat.
Yeah.
And then Justin Bieber walks by the window.
What?
And we have a window next to the door. It's a maybe a 1-foot wide window that goes from floor to ceiling. And Justin Bieber walked by the door, and I was like, what the F is going on? We were just talking about this guy. What an unbelievable douchebag he was.
I thought he was here to kick my ass, man.
Yeah, I'm sure you were afraid.
He's here to
represent. But what happened was, we actually are in the same building with AMP.
Mm-hmm. We share studios with another station.
So he was going over just randomly, just a complete coincidence, was walking by as we were calling him a douchebag repeatedly. You did the story, I think, every hour yesterday.
I thought it was so hilarious that the cops pulled him over in his lame-ass pseudo-Batmobile. I thought it was worth talking about.
And then...
So all day long we talked about it.
Yeah, all day long. Yeah. So now Bieber's in the building, and then we're in the office afterwards, and we are, you know, talking about stuff. And Bieber walks by with his security guards, walks by the office.
He's like, his posse.
What did he say? What was he?
Oh, so awesome. Just as he's in our threshold, he sort of glances into the office so we could see his face. But he was talking about the interview he'd just done, and he was like, those questions this morning, bro.
that's what he said.
That's all we heard.
And then he's talking to one of his cronies. Like, those questions today, this morning, bro.
And he was with giant security
guards.
And he's
not a big dude. So they looked even bigger.
Yeah.
And he's calling him bro.
He's a hobbit, yeah. Those questions this morning, bro.
It was unmistakably his voice.
It was unbelievable.
Yep.
We were still... little ass hat fedora he was wearing and stuff. It's just a douche.
The battle act was in the parking lot.
It was.
So then somebody texted us a photo of this car that we were mocking that was in our parking lot, which you can see now at kevinandbean.com or krock.com. Yeah. There's a photo gallery up there of... Justin Bieber's car and how he's had it changed into a Batmobile.
That's the funniest thing that has ever happened.
And it says JB on the side. When I first saw him walk by, I was like, okay, I need to get my head around this because what just happened cannot have possibly just happened.
I am hallucinating.
What are the chances that we would be doing that story all day and really, really just loading it on? And then he walks by and we didn't have any idea it was going to happen. We didn't get a heads up from anybody or security or anything.
No, nothing.
It was the most ridiculous thing in the world. So we thought we would try and talk to Justin today.
Okay.
And find out his take on things. Hey, Justin.
Hey, what was all that stuff about, bro?
I'm not sure you could pull off bro.
Why not, bro?
Well, I don't know. You had giant black security guards, and you're a tiny little white dude, and you just kind of say...
Right, I was rolling deep with my homies, but, bro.
Yeah,
bro?
You kind of throw that out there and like a wigger. I mean, you're not, you can't pull it off. You're too much of a little pussy.
What's that all about, bro?
Well, I'm just saying. And then your car, you were here yesterday.
Yeah, the Battleac, yo, bro.
Yeah.
Bro?
So you had the Cadillac CTS.
Battleac.
So you had
Battleac.
I'm just trying to. Can I tell what car it is first?
Battleac.
The Cadillac CTS V Coupe Battleac. Is what it was.
Mm-hmm. Battleac.
And he had it changed into the Battleac.
The Battleac, bro.
But it's not really the Battleac.
It
looks somewhat like the Battleac, and it does say
the Battleac, bro. Bro.
And do you have a JB on each door, each passenger door?
Do you?
Yeah, bro. So when people see me cruise by, they know like.
Oh, come on.
JB is, patrolling, fighting crime.
That's lame, dude.
Yeah, seriously.
I don't know.
It's not lame, eh? It's like one of the coolest cars ever,
I don't know any other celebrity that puts their initials on the outside of their car. That's like, hey, look at me.
Batman did it. He put his bat signal on his car so people knew he was like, this is Batmobile.
You know Batman wasn't real, right?
It's a cartoon.
Look, eh? First of all... I know, I've seen him, okay? I saw him.
In a movie?
Well, yeah, but still,
me too.
He's real. It's like, they didn't draw him or nothing, bro.
Okay, it's a live action. It's fiction is what I'm trying to get at. It's a fictional story. It's a good fictional story, but still fiction.
That's as far as you know, bro. What about...
Stop calling me bro.
What if you go to Gotham City, eh? And then what? Then
Gotham City
real?
Doesn't exist either. That's fiction.
Oh, okay. Maybe you need some geography lessons, bro.
Where's Gotham City?
Right next to Metropolis. A short drive from Metropolis.
All right, Justin, what we're trying to say is stop being so douchey.
All I'm saying, bro, is... Why don't you stop calling me bro! Why don't you stop making fun of me, eh? Because I heard what you guys were saying in that station of yours, eh?
Oh, you did? Right. Really?
And Good thing my bodyguards are holding me back, bro.
There was no one holding you back.
Because I would have hit you a boat the face and neck.
There was no one holding you back.
My bodyguards were holding me back, bro. That's
not a
why
bit.
I had to get so big, bro. Because if I go off, bro, you
stop
are...
Stop calling me bro.
You would be in big trouble, eh?
I'm not your bro, and
you
I'm pretty sure...
just a beat hoser, eh?
I'm relatively sure that I could beat you in a fight.
Oh, Now it's on.
Without your security guard, so I'm saying.
Now it's on like a hockey game.
What?
What does that mean?
That's what we say in Canada, bro.
Try on like Donkey Kong. At least it rhymes.
We don't even play that in Canada.
All right, never mind. Stop being douchey.
Oh, listen, bro.
Okay. Well, the 6.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 6:54. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. We were just telling you the story about Justin Bieber. I thought of 100 things we should have said to him afterwards. You know, after you get over the shock and he's gone, yes. You go, oh, I should have said something.
Right.
I thought of a bunch of stuff. All day I was thinking of stuff.
Like what? Like, give me an example. What would you say?
Well, just stop being so douchey.
Oh,
I
really?
Mean, there's a lot of stuff you could, anything.
That's what came to you.
I'm
after
just
you
saying we
away.
Didn't really, really take advantage of that opportunity at
I would
all.
Have said, BB,
oh.
That's what I would have said.
That's, you're happy with that?
Yeah, I'm happy with it. Better all than right. Don't be douchey.
I don't know. I'm standing by mine.
Say, B, oh! That's what I would have said.
Yeah, that wouldn't have been any better.
Never done this.
Funny man, David Alan Greer, coming in the studio.
Yeah, let's not put too much pressure on him.
Man, David Alan
there
Greer, coming
go.
In the studio. We all have right. K-Rock Dead Man Ball tickets, Cousin Sal, Movie Beat, a bunch of stuff coming up right now. It's time for the Showbiz Beat.
It's the season! We're so close. Tomorrow night, people are going to be partying, and then Monday night, the kids will be out knocking on your doors, asking for mounds and almond joys.
Yep.
All kinds of delicious treats for the little youngins dressed in costumes.
Why ruin it with this?
Halloween, ghostly things are gonna happen.
No!
Ooh-ah, ooh-ah. Halloween spooks outside my window.
Stop it.
Halloween spooks behind the tree.
Stop it.
I wish that the children could see. But I can't find them for the life of me. And it's Halloween spooks.
Where?
Outside my window pane.
That's part of the song.
That's a little kid saying boo.
Boo!
Stop it.
Blah, blah.
Come on!
Stop doing what you're doing.
Are you standing by this
blah,
part?
Blah.
You're fired.
Boo!
She should be fired for that.
One kid came dressed as Donald Trump.
Honestly, that part. That's awesome. But honestly, though.
It is the reason for the season
just
right
so
there.
Wrong. Never been more wrong.
Speaking of Halloween tomorrow night, up at the John Lovitz Comedy Club on City Walk at Universal Studios, Kevin Smith and I will be doing our Halloween Babylon show.
Oh.
See, usually it's Hollywood Babylon. Tomorrow night's going to be Halloween Babylon.
That's magic.
I will be in costume. Kevin will be in a hockey jersey.
Of course he will.
That's his costume.
Yes. We're going to have prizes. If you want to come in costume, best guy and best girl will get a spectacular prize, and we're going to be doing all sort of hilarious comedy. Come on up and see us. You can go to thelovitz.com for more information and for tickets.
It's Friday, Friday.
No, it's Saturday. Saturday.
Got it.
Saturday. Charlie Sheen. Ah, speaking of scary. His show just got picked up by a cable network, FX Cable Network.
What show?
Is a sitcom, Anger Management, based on the movie of the same name. Remember, he was working on that sitcom based on the movie starring Adam Sandler and Jack Nicholson. It's going to begin next summer. We'll start seeing it.
My success rate is 100%. Do the math.
Some of you will start seeing it. I won't.
I won't. What's happening with DirecTV?
Begins filming next year.
Effers?
Oh, that's right. FX and DirecTV are at an impasse, apparently.
What's happening with that? They're taking away my Fox Sports, my Fox Sports West, my Fox Soccer.
Oh, no, not Fox Soccer.
Fox Soccer Plus.
Oh, not Soccer Plus.
F them.
Is Fox Soccer Plus where the game actually is better? Do they have, like, a good game on Fox Soccer Plus where guys don't fall down and run around for 2 hours and score no goals? Is that what happens?
How dare you.
Remix.
How dare you.
So far, only 10 episodes have been ordered of the new series, but if the show proves to be a hit, I will eat a bug. That's not in the story, but I think that's it. Yeah,
I'll hold you to that.
Yeah. Kaylee Cuoco. Oh, she's so adorable. Congratulations to her. She has just been picked to host the upcoming People's Choice Awards on CBS Wednesday, January the 12th of 2012. And the sad part of the story is she's been picked to host the People's Choice Awards on CBS. That's sad.
If I could just tease my top 10 list, which is number one is today. Top
oh, that's
10
right.
Hottest women on TV this fall.
Because oh. we are celebrating Breast Cancer Awareness Month.
She is one of them. If you go to KevinDeMee.com or KRock.com, you can see number one. And you can see all of the other nine all right there. A lot of photos, a lot of video.
Really
put
nice.
Put a lot of
you,
work
Kevin.
Into it. Thank you.
Yeah. I like it.
Thank you.
Star Jones has a new novel. Is there no gatekeeping process? Is there no one in charge of publishing novels that can say no to anyone?
According
they
to Ashton
no
Kutcher,
to
no.
Novelists.
Yeah, right. People who actually can write can't get a deal, but Tyra Banks and Star Jones are just cranking them out.
And Snooki. Oh!
Snooki can make her.
Snooki's made two.
Lauren Conrad's got a new book out.
Yeah.
Star Jones' new book is called Satan's Sisters.
Okay.
The book is about four female talk show hosts who all have to work together.
Oh, God.
One of them pops pills, one of them is old and crotchety, and one wants to come out of the closet, Star explains.
Wow. Where did she get that?
I don't think she'll be promoting that show, that book on The View anytime soon.
Huh.
Really? Can you just
stop
you can't
it.
Just tell your life story and change some names and call it a novel. Don't you have to come up with something?
Apparently not.
Use some sort of imagination. Today's celebrity birthdays. My apologies to everyone who emailed in earlier last hour. We were doing showbiz birthdays, and we mentioned Charlie Daniels.
Yeah, we were.
And we confused him with Hank Williams Jr.
You're wrong on that.
So I apologize. Charlie Daniels is 75 years old today. Daphne Zuniga is 49 years old. Dennis Franz celebrates his 67th birthday. Lauren Holly's 48. Andy Richter turns 45. Julia Roberts is 44. Joaquin Phoenix celebrates his 37th birthday. Matt Smith, the current Doctor Who over there on BBC and BBC America here in the States.
He does a show with Petros as well, AM Talk sports show.
Matt Smith is different than Matt Money Smith.
Oh.
Matt Smith is Doctor Who. Matt Money Smith is Doctor Who Cares. 29 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
We welcome to our studios David Allen Gray.
Yeah! Please remain seated. How
we
are
were.
You?
We
how is everyone?
We didn't stand up. How
no
are you? We're doing good.
Lisa.
Hi. How are you too?
David Allen Gray, you may know as Mr. Squirt from Astro Boy. You may remember him as Mr. Squirt.
Yes, Squirt. It was the Squirt bottle. It was very serious work, man.
Sure
you know,
it was.
When you do, I'm not kidding you.
How do you get into that, really?
Me? I yawn. And,
hey, is my paycheck there?
You know, like that. But the director, they don't look at you. They close their eyes and they go, again, please. Less anticipatious. Yeah. You're hungry. You're hungry. You're half full. Go.
Yeah. Dave will be performing tonight at the Irvine Improv, and he'll be there through Sunday.
Excuse me, it's called Occupy.
Oh, Occupy Irvine?
Yes, if we can find City Hall. I don't know which mini mall or whatever it's in, but we're going to take it over because, you know, enough's enough.
You've been spending a lot of time on Occupy LA. You've been hanging out with the people, supporting the people.
I have, and I think I told you in the hall. I tweeted the kids down there.
Oh, that's sweet.
Let them know I support them.
Are you?
And then
but
I started watching SportsCenter on my phone. I got this new flat screen. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Well, my portfolio is doing well. You're 1%. That's why.
That's
no,
what it
I'm
is.
Not. I am not. Kind of.
You're 1%. Yeah, you're 1%.
Oh, gosh. I rolled by there, though. But I had my window smoked.
You know? I like it.
Sure.
Yeah.
You don't want him to see you.
No. No. Did I tell you what I did to my car?
No.
You didn't hear?
I don't think so.
Are you kidding me?
No, we didn't hear.
I painted it flat black. Hold on.
Wait a minute.
Smoked the window.
Wait a minute.
Hold on. I put a bat single in the front.
Uh-huh.
I call it the Bajo.
The
Tahoe. It's like a Batmobile Tahoe. Yeah. Why are you guys looking at me weird? Hey, Lisa, call me, okay? You can
I'll
ride in
you.
It.
Sure, sounds fun.
Yeah, and the inside, you hold waiting.
Yeah,
you ready?
I'm ready.
You ready?
Mm-hmm.
You ready?
Ready.
You ready?
Yes.
Fly black!
Oh, man.
David Allen Bieber.
Awesome.
Now, you know a lot of celebrities. Have you ever?
I do. Andy Dick, Arsenio Hall, then Big Shots.
All the biggies.
That's it.
Oh, yeah.
Have you ever seen a celebrity put their initials on the outside of their door on each side?
Yes, yes.
Who?
One person.
Who?
Teddy Riley. Yes, from back in the 90s, who is New
that?
Jack. He was the author of the New Jack era. Bobby Brown. I'm serious. I performed in the South, somewhere in the South, and his house was on the water. And my driver said, "Hey, bro, that's Teddy Riley's home." I was like, "Oh, great." And I looked, and there was this big box, and there was a T and a R in, like, half-story letters
Sweet.
That spelled Teddy Riley. And I was like, "How do you know?" Because there's a T and an R. I was like, wow. That's the only guy who put his initials on his house.
Yeah.
That is.
I think Liberace used to put his initials on his cars.
Yes, he did. Yeah. And his lovers.
That's right.
Which, those of you know, put God a big bless L the gays, the trans.
Yeah. Those of you that weren't listening a half hour ago, we are talking about Justin Bieber, who made his car into a Batmobile.
Yeah. He's a fine talent.
JB on the
JB
sides.
On his doors.
Come on now.
JB. Yeah. Well, he's young. He's young.
He's young, but
with
he's,
way too much money.
The already, money's gone.
He's already a douche.
No, he's not, man. I mean, if it's true, they said he made like $35 million last year.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hey, bro.
Yeah. That's a lot. That's a lot of scratch.
So did MC Hammer, too, man. But it goes someplace.
Right.
It disappears somehow.
Well,
somehow,
you know,
no matter how much you make, you can spend it.
I call it the racehorse theory. Anytime you start looking at racehorses, you know, I bought a horse last week. That's, it's go over.
Right.
It's
right. over. Right. That's the first step of being over.
Oh, yeah. 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 He built a ballpark, like a full-size ballpark
Who
in
did?
His backyard, MC Hammer.
Oh.
Yeah, and his doorbell at the time was, "Hammer, don't hurt up! Hammer, don't hurt up! Hammer, don't hurt up! Hello? FedEx, Hammer, don't hurt up! Hammer, don't hurt up! Mom, what are you, Hammer, don't hurt up!" That's crazy. Yeah. That's crazy.
He did waste a lot
now
of
Now he's
money
living in a fridge box under
he
the
is.
Overpass.
And you know what he did to it? He painted it flat black!
Yeah,
see what
that's what
it
is?
It's called
back.
The Circle of Comedy.
You brought
Bingo.
That right back.
Yeah. What time is it, Lisa?
Is that the kind of stuff you're going to be doing tonight at the Irvine Improv?
Oh, no. What I'm going to be doing is taking questions, talking about Occupy Irvine, our goals. You're supposed to repeat after me because we don't use microphones or anything. My goals.
My goals.
Are to.
Make you.
Make you.
Laugh.
Laugh.
Why?
Why?
Did.
Did.
The publicist.
The publicist.
Cross the road.
Cross the road.
She was paid to.
She was paid to.
Thank you, Lisa.
You're
welcome. We all did it together.
But that was a pity laugh.
It
you accept
was.
Pity laughs?
I do.
You do.
Yes, she does. Very, very sad. Very sad. She's like tweeting.
I'll be there
know.
For you.
I don't know how to get out of this relationship. He keeps telling bad jokes.
You were telling us before we went on that you saw one of your friends.
Yeah, Neil Brennan said he performed at Occupy Wall Street. I was like, dude, what?
Wow.
Why? First of all, why?
Do they have a lot of performers?
They had some comedians, and you know, really? There's some comics. Like, he's one of those guys. He's like, you know, I do comedy in jails. You know, I was like, really? Why? You know, it's like, well, you know, everyone needs to laugh. But he said he was down there.
So he's like, a socially relevant.
Well, no, he was just. I was like, what joke?
Do you think? Do you think it comes from a good place though? Like, it's from a he's a good person.
Yeah, okay. He's a very good person.
Because what a terrible crowd that would be.
I would be terrible. Yeah. I wouldn't even play to him. I'd be like, guys, I'm here to occupy Wall Street. First, I got to check my portfolio. Hey guys, you just me. Don't you hate when your stockbroker makes you too much money? Who wants some toilet paper?
You
know, I would not pander to the crowd.
Well, it seems like a tough audience. That's all
I'm really saying. It really does.
They don't seem like they're in the mood to laugh.
No. Yeah. Who's tougher? Good evening, prisoners of Abu Ghraib. Before we abuse you, a comic. Hey, guys, why are you all wearing the same collar? You a gang or something?
All right, bring in the abuse.
They're giving me the light in the back of the prison, so I think my time's up.
I guess there's an electrocution in here, because I know I'm killing.
All right, guys, my time's up. Your time is far from up, so please enjoy the rest of the show.
Remain seated. The guards are coming back in.
All right, we need to take a break. David Allen Greer is here. He's going to be tonight at 8 and 10, tomorrow at 7 and 9, and Sunday at 7 o'clock at the Irvine Improv, and we will return on the Kevin. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it is 24 minutes after 7 o'clock. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. David Allen Greer is in our studio.
Hello.
David Allen Greer was trying to impress Lisa a second ago, if I could just tell that story.
Trying. He is impressing. Hello. He's impressing the hell out of me.
David's going back to the legit theater.
Yeah.
I had no idea. Back to the Great White Way, as they say.
Absolutely.
Great White Way. Does it make you nervous at all?
No.
No? You're good
Come
with
on.
That?
This is 2011.
All right.
It's going to be a black-on-black election.
Kane versus Obama!
Yep. Like the Frasier Ali fight.
They're going to do it in the middle of the night in Africa?
Yeah, might as well.
It's weird.
They might as well.
999. What does that mean? I have no idea. But it's three numbers.
Wait, what?
Where are you going to be back on Broadway?
Yeah, what are you doing? What's your...
I'm doing Porgy and Bess with the magnificent Audra McDonald.
I love that play.
Yes?
No,
yes.
I don't really.
Kevin has no idea what Porgy and Bess is.
I don't know what that
like,
is.
Well, I'll give you a clue. It's about a guy named Porgy.
And a girl named Bess?
A chick named Bess.
Yeah. Sorry.
Hey, now. And I play a drug dealing pimp who sings very well.
Nice.
Yes.
All right.
Is that why you got that clean look going? The head is shaved these days. You're looking very
ominous. God gave me a haircut.
Oh, did he?
Is that right? Yes. He gave me two choices. He gave me two choices. Look like the manager of the Cardinals or shave it off. You know, that dude looks great until he takes his hat off. You're like, this is a black bozo.
So you just decided just to shave it off and
shave
just go?
Black dudes with their heads shaved look cool.
Yeah, you can pull it off.
White dudes look like, I think you got alopecia. Cancer. He got cancer.
Look like chemo patients.
He does. Yeah.
There was one time when Bean and I were in New Orleans and we both shaved our heads. Now when there's two white guys with shaved heads.
That's a movement.
It is.
Yeah.
Everyone's looking at you like,
that's
oh.
That's a corner of the exercise yard.
Right? That's a movement or a same-sex couple. You guys together?
Yes. So we bought cowboy hats. But anyway, that's a different
story. Oh, that's even better.
Gave each other prison tattoos with swastikas.
Well, let's wear athletic supporters in cowboy hats. Come on, Ralph. Okay. No one will know now. No, that's not a good look either, brother. That was a move? Wow.
No, I just said we did it. I didn't say it was a move. I mean,
what were you thinking? What was the decision process?
What am I usually thinking in a city with alcohol?
Where is that?
How did I talk beat into it?
Excuse?
That's the question.
Yeah.
Quick impression. You in New Orleans, 6 a.m.
Okay.
We got to go to sleep. Like, the whole city reeks of alcohol and feet. It's just a party that refuses to end.
Yes.
Yeah. I don't like it. It's
That's
too
accurate.
Much
you don't like it?
No, it's too much pressure.
I mean, too much pressure.
I'm literally
pressuring you.
Yes. It's like beads everywhere. Well, now since the hurricane, now it's all post-Katrina stuff.
Right.
But I didn't like it. It was too crazy. You have to
it's
be.
It's strippers
a
and booze and
alcohol.
Jazz.
It's great music.
It's everything you love.
This is all you.
It's like a Disney dag world or something.
Okay, hold on.
It was me.
Hold
it's
on one second.
One of the things I talk about in my little stage show.
An evening
I'm not
with?
The same man.
You've grown up? You're not the same guy who goes to the MTV Awards with a hooker.
That
and
was...
then, let me finish, and then shows up the next morning on our show in the same suit with all kinds of stains.
By the way, that suit is given to the Smithsonian.
Has it?
Yeah.
They put it in a
And it was bright green, if I remember correctly. Was it green?
It was lime green.
Lime green.
It was lime green.
And you were wearing it the next day. Have you grown up from that guy?
Yes, I have.
I doubt it.
To say.
Well, you got
I'm
a child now.
Say.
That makes a big difference.
I do, and everybody's online. Dad, what was that suit? I like that green suit.
It wasn't
from
green.
From my time in The Wiz. Please put that
back. It wasn't green when we saw, but it was green the night before.
Yeah. Yes, it was very painful.
He was pointing out, I don't know what this stain is.
No, I knew the first one. The first one was red wine.
Right
from there, it was like, oh, that came from me. That's blood and mucus.
Yeah.
A little bit of a teardrop in there, perhaps.
At
a
best.
Salty teardrop, yes.
At best.
I believe so.
All right.
Yes. Earwax, I see. This is earwax. That's a hair, an eyebrow hair.
So you tell how you've changed. How have you changed? You've grown up.
I'm a father now. Uh-huh. You know, it's all about the baby girl. You know, being a parent is wonderful.
How old is your baby girl?
She's 37.
Wow,
that's great.
Well, I found her on the internet.
from the fly girl.
From Russia?
No. She was like, "Hey, mama, mama." I don't really know. I think it was on a Def Jam tour. We met.
Yeah.
No, my daughter's 3 and a half.
Aww.
Half years old. She's beautiful. You know, she's cute. She's like a little chocolate brown Shirley Temple. Everything they say is cute.
Yes.
You know? Yeah. I
going to kill you, Daddy. I was like, oh, that's my girl.
Here's a knife, sweetie.
You can have anything you want.
I can resist.
Anything. You want some firecrackers? Can of gasoline? Daddy will give it to you. Daddy!
Yes, you know. Join Child Protective Services tonight at the Irvine Improv when they come by to pick up Dave.
I give her anything she wants because I know in 10 years she'll be like, I hate comedy and radio because you're stupid.
Yeah.
I'll be like, wow.
She's going to hate everything you stand for.
That's not
going to be pleasant. So enjoy it now.
I will. Yeah. I'm trying to. I have a friend who's a comedian and her daughter is like 8. So she has a 5-year-old. The son is 5 and he thinks she is like, you know, the funniest thing. But the daughter's like, Mom, can you be normal and not do jokes?
And you're already
embarrassing
at
8? Me.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
Oh, yeah. 8 years old. It's already out.
That's right.
Well, her daughter's been married already. But get on the point.
Sure. My kids last night spent the entire night convincing me that I'm not funny at all.
See?
Really?
At all.
See?
Like, they're both funnier than I am.
Oh, yeah.
By far.
Well, your kids may have a point.
They were right. I'm afraid to say, but
you shouldn't let them listen to the show. I told you that for years.
No, I agree.
Well, my daughter, I go, you know, she's just now getting it. She's like, I go, look, you know, I want you to come and see the play. And, you know, I'm an actor. I do stuff on stage. And my daughter was like, you mean like I do when I graduate from peace school?
I was like, yeah, something like that. But they pay me a little more.
Maybe at a higher level.
You're competing with your daughter.
Oh, yeah. You got to exert. Tell them. You got to exert pressure.
Yeah, you do.
I got powers.
Now, do you play video games with her? Is she into video games at all?
Not at 3.5.
Mine were.
Yeah, it's been a while since Kevin had a 3.5-year-old.
Wow. You smoke with your kids, do you?
Yeah.
Because you flick the butts, play craps with them.
No, I don't.
Wait, I'm not supposed to?
No, I don't. But you know the deal, man. They know how to work the remote and the whole thing. So, yeah, I have about 6 months.
Yeah.
I got to tell you, I'm really lucky the internet wasn't around. You know, now the internet's around.
Yeah.
I mean, growing up, to have access to the internet, that's the best thing in the world, / worst thing in the world.
Yeah. Oh, listen, by the way, can you guys sign my petition?
For what?
It's the Stop Dr. Drew petition. The man has too many shows.
Yes. He does.
You are not kidding.
He's doing shows now where you don't have to be a doctor to do them. You know, it's like, just really? Come on.
It's funny because he had a lot of opportunities and they all came through. And at one point he's like, I'm not sure I can do this.
He took them all.
He's given up celebrity rehab, though.
He has. Yeah. Now all those
The one show that actually tried to help people, that's going out the door.
Did it really?
They tried.
Did it really?
I don't know if it worked.
Ralphie, I know you're joking. Can we redo that then? One more take, please. Guys, please.
Okay.
Clapper. Where's Clapper? We're gonna arrest you in just a minute, please. Keep coughing. And...
The one show that actually helped people, he's given up.
I
think he's trying to help people. I like Dr. Drew, and I think he's got a good heart.
I like him personally. I love Dr. Drew, but I saw his new show, which he was a judge for relationships.
Oh, yeah, he just started the judge.
And I was like, dude, come on.
How dare you?
Judge Drew? There's a Judge Drew show?
Judge Drew. I didn't know there was a Judge Drew show.
Was it like a one-off? Or?
I don't know. I saw it yesterday. I had to tweet about it.
How dare you?
People talk about their relationships, and he's a judge, and Moni Love is his black
man. Nope. That's not possible.
No, he's right.
That's
not possible.
Dude, this is my scout's honor.
I love
Moni it. Moni Love is dressed in uniform. No!
Dude, I wish this were television so you can see my face.
I wish the audience could see my face. I just tweeted.
I had no idea.
My God.
I wish I would have
known. She's sassy. She's like, well, what you going to say to this couple, Dr. Drew? Because this girl needs some help.
And she wears a uniform.
Yes. And she has, like, the handcuffs. Oh, yeah. You are dismissed. Go ahead, Ralph. You and your so-called girlfriend. Yeah, I was like, what has happened? I wanted to call him so badly. You know.
Oh my God.
I hope Michael Lohan and Kate Major will be on one episode, if that's the case.
Michael Lohan. You know, that's another sign when God is talking to you, when you leap off a balcony
and
there is no fire. Any other reason?
All right. Can you hold on? We need to take another break. I'm sorry, we're running late. We need to take another break. David Alan Greer is here. He's playing the Irvine Improv tonight at 8 and 10, tomorrow at 7 and 9, and Sunday night at 7 o'clock. We'll be right. David Alan Greer is spending the hour with us this morning.
And talking baseball. We can't stop him.
Let's go Cardinals!
We've had you on a lot. I don't remember.
Put your rally caps on. Woo!
You're from Detroit. I thought you'd be a Tiger fan.
Well, I was a Tiger fan.
Until they got booted out of the playoffs?
Ooh, that was. We didn't even get a chance to have a celebratory riot. What a shame.
It was a ripoff.
I know.
I didn't even know you liked baseball.
Well, I don't, but the NBA is on strike, brother.
So
that,
move
they ain't
on.
Coming back. They ain't coming back. I got to watch something, man.
That's why we have hockey. That's why we watch hockey.
I can't. I think we spoke about that in the hallway. A lot of stuff goes down in that hallway.
Yeah.
I can't watch that.
I didn't hear the conversation in the hallway. Why?
They'll take my card.
What card? Are you black card?
Yeah, the black card.
And I'm telling you,
Ralph has a black player.
We have a black, an African American player on our team.
Is that what you said?
Yes.
You said a wonderful colored gentleman.
I did not.
He's almost a member of the team.
He's a great player.
I don't. What's his name?
We traded him from
Simmons.
Wayne Simmons.
He doesn't even know.
Wayne Simmons. I said
Simmy.
It.
We call him Simmy. He's so wonderful.
We traded him from
chicken
from the Kings, and I was depressed that we traded him.
Yeah, although he used to play in the Kings, and now he's on the Flyers.
What does he go to each team for a year? What the commissioner of hockey goes? Oh, the black guy's coming.
No,
he's still keeping for a season.
He's basketball. Good. That's okay. What helped
great
us get good players. Yeah.
Right. Yes. Right.
Where is he from?
You would enjoy his work.
Saskatchewan, some American city.
I'm not sure if he's Canadian or American. I just know he's a very talented athlete.
Oh, really? Yeah,
I don't think you have to be white to enjoy hockey.
He tap dances.
That is not true.
I don't think you have to be white to enjoy hockey.
He is well spoken. He is polite.
Hockey is no joke. I grew up in Detroit, so hockey is basically, it's like rugby, football, on cement.
Yeah.
And roller skates.
At high speed.
Yeah. That would be the same. Or, yeah. It's brutal. But the white boys in Detroit would play it with a vengeance.
But how do you grow up in Detroit and not be a Red Wings fan? And
I'll tell you why. Because it's...
By the way, the Red Wings are Al-Qaeda, but go ahead.
Well, all of Detroit is. That has the largest Arab American population.
No, I wasn't saying that. I'm just saying the Red
Me
Wings
neither,
team.
Because God bless our Arab community. Come out of that mix. Woo! How about those gays? I love them too. The transgender people. Who knew? Wonderful, wonderful group. What were you asking?
I don't remember.
The deaf, dumb, and mute. I think they're great.
You're into baseball is what we were saying.
But the game last night, I don't watch baseball. I did not watch last night. But everyone's talking about what an amazing ending of the game was.
You know why? Because I hate Texas. It's all George Bush. Now you got that Rick Perry. Niggerhead on his. I said it twice.
What?
Oh, his hunting lodge.
Yeah.
Oh, it's
not racial.
The name on his hunting lodge.
Yeah. It's not racial.
It has nothing to do with race.
Well, no. I was there for 20 years.
Why would you say that?
Well, The Rock, that's what The Rock's named.
Yes.
It's like, really, dude? Really? You're running for president? You couldn't paint that over?
Why?
That would be the first thing I would do before I announce.
Hunting for coon over there. What'd I say? Why are you looking at me? It's like, man, come on. Even Herman Cain would be like, I'm offended. 999. I'm very offended. Yeah, people, he is a gift that keeps on giving.
Well, that's
he
true.
He really is. You know it's bad when the Republicans are like, we checked our papers. He's not really Republican. he's not on our roll. John Boy, you got him? Nope.
I don't pay attention to politics because I'm not a big fan of politics. I hate politics. But it does seem like everybody that gets vaulted into the lead gets cut down just as quick, and they're gone, and they move on to
somebody. Because they start talking.
Yeah.
And people go, what? Yeah. I thought I wanted to vote for that guy, right, but now I can't because he's just too much of an idiot.
He answered a question. They were like, Herman Cain was like, so are you pro-choice? Absolutely. So you're for abortion? Yes and no. But in the case of rape, you can count me in. It's like,
what does that mean?
He doesn't know. That's not what I said. Now, come on.
He said, no one should ever be allowed to have an abortion. So you would change the Roe versus Wade? Well, no, the government shouldn't tell people what they should do or not.
Who is this Roe? I don't like Wade either. The man ran a pizza shop, please. His main...
Well, it's more than a shop, I think. I mean, I think it's a company. Main,
guys, pepperoni and mushrooms. What you want? The Republican Party, they're supposed to think they can win, but this doesn't. These are their strongest people?
Mm. Well, they certainly
got some time. They'll find someone.
Look at you. Okay. The Grand Wizard of the Ku Klux Klan. He will be our candidate. Go, Republicans! Yes. I don't know. It's depressing. It is depressing, but, guys, I got to go because I got to get down to the city hall.
What? Oh, you're going down to Occupy?
LA? Yeah. They're moving us across the street.
You weren't down there.
What kind of protest is that?
Where you get moved?
Yeah. Lisa, we love what you're doing and all the kids. Can you guys move across the street or maybe to your living room? I can hear you. I can see you. That's not a protest.
Yeah.
That's not. They don't move you. Say, go. Text me.
You're inconvenient.
the inconvenient protest. You know what I think? If you guys get little monitors and go to your own homes, it'll be just as important.
Couldn't you tweet your discontent?
Yes. And they're doing it. They're like, okay.
Right. We'll tweet.
We'll be over here.
Right. We need porta potties.
This good? This good here? Now, a little further. A little further back.
Right.
Perfect. Thanks so much.
I can barely see you. All right. Back to work.
Yes. Yeah. It's not the same. It's not the same.
All right. David Alan Greer has been our guest. He is going to be at the Irvine Improv tonight, tomorrow night, Sunday night.
Go see him.
Real quick.
Real quick.
So, Lisa, you can come to Broadway.
Without your boyfriend. What?
Did you say without her boyfriend?
No, I didn't say that.
You said without her boyfriend.
No, I didn't.
I thought I heard that.
No, but if you come to see me in Porgy and Bess with your
boyfriend.
What? Without your boyfriend.
Dave has been inviting her to New York to see his show.
Yeah.
Without your boyfriend. He was holding a box of tampons in your purse.
Is that right?
I recall.
They were his.
Yeah,
they
were his. And he had a tennis racket in his mouth. He's like,
All right, David.
Shut it. I'm talking to David.
All right.
He's a hockey player on the Flyers. He knows Raheem. Anyways, I don't know what I just saw. You were fabulous.
You were fabulous.
All right, so if she shows up without her boyfriend.
It's all like Donkey Kong.
That's what I thought.
Because I'm going to put in my car. I'll tell you about my car.
Yeah.
It's a Tahoe, but it's flat black.
Painted it flat black.
I got a bat on that bad boy.
We saw it.
And a picture of Wesley Snipes in his vampire thing.
Now we've gone full circle and a little further around again. Irvine Improv. Go see David Alan Greer. Thank you. Thank you, Lisa. It's world famous K-Rock at 7:53. Coming up just after the top of the hour, we have Cousin Sal giving us his NFL picks. I got an email from a listener who won their office pool because of Cousin Sal.
Wow.
Movie beat also on the way, and there's a Halloween parade for dogs that are dressed up in Halloween costumes.
Oh, napalm.
That's happening.
Napalm.
Terrible.
Genital slaps.
I believe they're doing
it. Genital slaps all around.
Lisa's doing it, and you know she's doing it. So we're going to talk to the organizer and try to stop it if we can.
The only one way. Genital slaps.
I think you're right. Time for the showbiz beat. Here's Ralph.
A little bit ago, you may have heard me talk about Gold Rush, the new show on Discovery that makes its second season premiere tonight. I don't know if you watched the show at all, Gold Rush. Very entertaining. It's about this guy who pretty much sells everything he owns to try to strike it rich. He starts digging for gold in Alaska.
Okay. Current?
Yes. Huh. Yeah. And he sunk about $250,000 worth of his own money into mining this parcel last season.
And he lost it all?
Got about $20,000 worth of gold out of it.
Wow.
So
what a disaster.
It was a big disaster. But they still think there's a mother lode in there. They still think there's just a giant vein of gold.
Sure.
So they are going back in this season. He's going to sell everything he has now and then get the crew together and go back in.
Dumb.
But the reason I bring it up is because they're celebrating the season premiere, Discovery is going to buy you $20 worth of free gasoline.
What?
At the Shell station at 7900 Beverly Boulevard in Los Angeles. 7900 Beverly Boulevard, the Shell station there. You get $20 worth of free gas.
At what time?
In your car. From 6:30 this morning. So it started at 6:30 a.m. this morning to 9:30 this morning.
Did they do it just so we couldn't go?
It's just so we cannot be participating, yes. So if you're anywhere near Beverly Boulevard in L.A., 7900, you still have about an hour and a half to get over there, and you can get $20 worth of gas.
Hmm.
Boom. How about that?
That's nice.
It is nice. Let's take a look at today's celebrity. Nope. Let's take a look at...
Just started.
The showbiz news. Lindsay Lohan! She is getting her career back in order. You know, she just posed for Playboy magazine. Now she's got another new job offer. The people who make the Fleshlight, for those of you who aren't familiar with the Fleshlight...
Boobs.
It is a self-gratification mechanism that looks like a flashlight, but in the head of it, where it would be the lens and the lamp for the flashlight, where the light would come out of it, it is usually formed in the mold of lady parts.
Not interested.
And then you use this. I'm not sure how. I'm not sure the mechanics of it. But somehow it's used to make yourself happy.
Is this because not everyone has a woman?
Yes,
okay.
Exactly.
All right.
It's supposed to replicate a woman if she was just genitals attached to a flashlight. One of those kind of women. Then it replicates it perfectly.
It has an on-off switch. That would be helpful.
Fleshlight is offering Lindsay $1 million if they can get a mold of her private parts
and use it to create her own line of AIDS.
What?
not the virus. Oh. Of assistant mechanisms that will assist you.
I see.
In your pleasure seeking.
Sex toys and whatnot.
No word on whether Lindsay will accept the offer or not.
Pretty hard to pass up $1 million. What do you think?
Just for 5 minutes of pouring a little latex. You know what I'm saying?
I know what you're saying.
You want to mold mine, feel free. Give me $1 million. You can have it.
They don't want yours.
And not even just the mold. You can have it for $1 million. You can take the actual part with you back to the lab if you want and work on it. I'm fine with that. Everyone's writing books. I mentioned this morning Star Jones. She's got a novel. Now Lauren Conrad is writing a book.
All right.
It's called Lauren Conrad Beauty.
Tips on how to be
It is exactly
beautiful.
That, Kevin. Yeah. It is a book on how to make yourself look good.
That's bullshit.
She's got lots of hair styling tutorials, fashion advice, makeup advice.
Be born to the right parents, the right time with the right DNA.
Yeah, really. Come on. It's hard to tell someone how to be beautiful because it really is sort of a genetic lottery. So what are you going to do? But she's... I guess I'd look, at least she's writing about something she knows about. She's not writing a novel like
she
Star Jones or Snooki. Lauren Conrad wrote a novel,
yes,
too?
Yes, this is not her first book.
Well, I stand corrected,
then. She does have a website with all the fashion stuff, so she's been doing it for a while. At least I have a little bit of respect for that.
Did you get the book?
No.
No.
I asked that well, didn't I?
Christmas.
Christmas. We should all get her the book.
All pitch
Give
in.
Me all their books for Christmas.
Yeah, we should. Star Jones, Snooki's book, Tyra Banks, Model Land.
Done.
A library of crap, we'll call it. The library of crap. Paul Stanley of Kiss just had surgery on his vocal cords. His publicist said it was a minor procedure, but Paul wanted to take care of a few problems he's had with his voice caused by 40 years of singing all over the world because he wants to make a full recovery in time to record Kiss's 20th album, which will be out next year.
Wow.
And then a world tour will follow. So
they never stop.
Don't worry, Kiss fans. The demon child will be back. Now, which one's he? He's not the demon.
No. Demon child.
Gene is
Gene
demon.
Simmons,
Star child, right? No? What's up? Ace Frehley was the star child.
I don't know.
He is the pirate.
He's the pirate in the group,
He's the accountant.
That's correct.
He's the star accountant. He's space accountant. Paul Stanley.
He's the Indian, I think, or the cowboy. I don't remember.
Sunday night on Fox, Family Guy. Check it out this week. It's going to be my big starring role in Family Guy. I want everyone to tune in. Do me a favor and just watch.
That's awesome.
It was very fun to do, and I was very flattered that Seth and the gangs over there asked me to be the guest star on the episode. So I'm very excited about the show, and I'm looking forward to seeing it. I have not seen it yet, so let's all watch on Sunday.
Okay. Who gives a damn?
I do. Peter Griffin.
Hey, don't ruin my favorite show, by the way.
I have no intention.
All he already ruined House.
How dare you, woman?
I mean,
woman?
He was great in House.
That's right, I was. Bobby, Bobby, Bobby,
Bobby. Bobby, 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 Bobby.
Today's celebrity birthday is Charlie Daniels. Devil went down to Georgia. He was looking for a soul to steal.
Mm-hmm.
He was in a bind because he was way behind, so he was willing to make a deal.
I like that song.
I do, too. 75. I'm not a country western fan, but I like that song. 75 years old today. Dennis Franz from NYPD Blue. He's 67 years old. Remember that time you talked to him on the red carpet, Kevin?
I remember
you interviewed Dennis Franz, and he was on NYPD Blue.
Cousin Sal's coming up
and
next.
And you were trying to talk about the fact that he had just shown his butt, I think, on a recent episode.
I don't remember.
But you didn't phrase the question, I think, as clearly as
me?
Would have been helpful if you had done otherwise.
When you were coming up, the first we said, what should we ask Dennis Franz?
What?
We said, I'm trying to figure out how to ask this in a nice way. Maybe I better just not ask it. We're going to talk about your ass some more, but maybe we won't.
Boo!
That was Kevin's daughter right there, booing him when she heard that.
The whole crowd.
I think we...
He was looking at me like I was an alien, and then he started mocking me, and I was like, I know, I deserve to be mocked. I know it.
Dennis Franz is 67 years old today. Bruce Jenner.
Poor
bastard. From the Kardashian family.
Poor bastard.
He's a freaking Olympic champion. And now he's known as just being the dad of those douchebags.
He just gets kicked around by them.
Ugh, he's poor 62. Bastard. Daphne Zuniga from Melrose Place and many other projects, including The Sure Thing with John Cusack. I love that movie. 49 years old today. Lauren Holly is 48. Andy Richter. Turns 45. Julia Roberts is 44. Her vein is 23. Joaquin Phoenix is 37. And Matt Smith, who plays Doctor Who in that very successful British TV program, is 29 years old today. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz. This is the Kevin and Bean Show. It's Friday morning. That means we've got the movie beat coming up. We're going to talk to the organizer of the Halloween parade for pets that are dressed up in costumes coming up as well. We have Tom Morello on the way, too.
Those people.
And we had your tickets for K-Rock's Dead Men's Ball, so that's all.
Stick around. It's a good show still to come.
And right now, we have Cousin Sal on the phone. Hey, Cousin Sal.
What's happening, fellas?
I am embarrassed that we didn't start doing this last year, the year before, the year before.
Cousin... Turns out Sal's good at this.
He's good at it. He's always been good at it, and we know he's been good at it.
Yeah.
Listen, I need to apologize. I realize this segment is much more amusing if I suck at picking NFL games and you can make fun of me. And believe me, I'm trying. I picked Jacksonville to upset the Ravens, for God's sakes. What more do I need to do?
I know, and that came to pass.
Yes,
but
was.
Sal, let me just tell you this. I got an email, and I was going to bring it and read it to you, but of course I forgot because I have too many papers. But there was a woman who wrote me and said, I won my office pool specifically because of Cousin Sal. Thank him for me.
Really?
Yep.
Thank me with cash.
That's what I said. I emailed her back. Hey, send a check
to
him.
How about a little tip, you know, a little something for the drummer.
Right. That's right.
He said, wet his beak a bit.
Sal, I got to tell you, you've been doing great until this week. I look at your picks, and I think these are all losers.
Really?
Yeah.
Wait, you disagree with all three?
All three.
All right,
let me take you through it. Well, I am probably going to crap the bed at some point, but I don't think it's this week. And I don't know if you've been keeping track of these bye weeks, but they're a little screwy. Only two of the six teams that were off 2 weeks ago, one last week. And one team that's not going to fall victim to this trend is the Patriots. Bill Belichick said 2 weeks to prepare for the Steelers. That's a team he traditionally dominates anyway. Tom Brady last year had a field day against them. I think he had like three touchdowns and 350 yards against the Steelers. It's not last year's Steelers. They beat up on crap ball teams like Arizona, Seattle, Jacksonville, Indianapolis, Tennessee. They're not quite there yet. Unless the circumstances are extraordinary, you have a chance to get even money with New England given 3 points. You take it. Patriots win 30-24.
Sal, I think the Patriots' defense, though, is suspect this season.
It is.
Especially
bad.
The pass D.
I think that Cowboys game was that was an enigma. You throw that out. I think it's going to be shootouts. You're right. But high scoring, and I think Tom Brady with the ball last wins. -3, take it.
All right, Patriots 30-24. What's the second one?
All right, Ravens, Cardinals. Now, I realize everyone is down on the Ravens after last week. They couldn't get a first down. They for some reason, they had like an entire offensive line full of Chaz Bonos. But I predicted they would lose to the Jaguars.
Yes.
I'm going to bring that up as much as I can. But I give you permission to believe in Baltimore again. I'd be shocked if Arizona was in this game at halftime. They give up 26 points a game, and that's on the average. It's even worse when they're on the road against a hostile, embarrassed team with pissed-off bipolar brothers on defense. Terrell Suggs, Ray Lewis, they're angry at the world, and that's Kevin Cobb's problem, the quarterback for the Cardinals. The spread's 12.5. I think the Ravens score that on defense alone. Baltimore doesn't screw around this week. 37-9.
37-9.
Wow. I thought 12.5 was a lot.
I, of course, am from Arizona and the Arizona Cardinals, and I believe your pick is probably correct.
Yeah, they went on the road against Minnesota like a month ago and gave up 100 points, so this is going to be bad.
It's rough. All right, and your third pick.
All right, this is a rare week in the NFL. There are six games with spreads between 9 and 14 points. If all six Giant favorites win and cover, Vegas goes under. Yeah, I mean, you'll wake up Monday morning and there'll be no Siegfried and Roy, no six-pound, $1 hot dog, no Danny Gans.
I don't think there is a Siegfried and Roy, but go ahead.
Oh, okay, I'm sorry. It's not happening.
All right.
It's not happening. One of these big favorites is losing outright, and it's the 49ers against the Browns. These bye weeks, I think they hurt San Francisco. I think the players forgot how good they are. And meanwhile, Cleveland's defense is somehow in the top five. They're not losers. They've won three games. They're 3-3. They keep this close. The 49ers come out sluggish. I don't have many stats to support this other than that I've been superbly awesome at picking upsets. So
you're telling me that the San Francisco 49ers, who were having a great season,
they look good,
are going to get beat by the Cleveland Browns, who were in a 6-3 game last week.
They're going to get beat, I'm telling you. The Browns step it up. The Niners are not a team that needed that bye. They were on fire, and they were young, and they didn't know why it was going on. And they're going to get beat by a last-second field goal. 17-16, take the 9 points. It's way too many.
Wow, that's bold. I think Frank Gore's going to run all over this team.
Yeah, well, he might do it. I don't know.
Listen to Ralph and I. Who has given you more picks, Cousin Sal or Ralph and I? Cousin Sal's crazy with
Sal,
the 17.
Sal, I noticed you mysteriously stayed away from a certain game that's happening Sunday evening.
Oh yeah, I don't deal with the night. I go to sleep very, very early. I don't have.
Why? What's
as a Cowboys fan? I thought you might want to stay up a little bit later on Sunday to watch them face the Philadelphia Eagles.
All right, I know. I'm nervous about this. I think they're the same team, though, right, Ralph? Don't you think they both have like quarterbacks who kind of like blow it at the end
a
little bit?
Yes, they are.
Their defenses are solid, and they have like standout players on defense, but they get tired and they let loose. They have. Coaches that can't hold leads at all.
Yes.
I think it's very, very even. And honestly, if I could bet on the first score wins, I think that's what has to happen. They have to quiet the crowd, the Cowboys, and get out there. And I think the Eagles win pretty big.
All right. Are you embarrassed to be a Cowboys fan this year?
No.
Say it.
No, I'm not. But if you check out Tony Romo's wedding video online, I'm really, really struggling to keep my head above water.
Thanks, Sal. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, fellas. Thank you.
106.7 K-Rock is KROQ. It's Kevin and Bean Show at 23 minutes after 8 o'clock. If you still haven't decided what you're going to go for Halloween, the parties probably are tonight or tomorrow night, right. if you're not four. You can go to the Costume Shop, located at 746 West Doran Street off the 134 freeway in Glendale. They are the real deal. They've got real costumes, not the little ones in the plastic pouches that fall apart halfway through. And stop by there and pick up a costume, and you'll stand out from the rest of the people. Mm-hmm. It is Friday. That means it's time for the Movie Beat.
In a world, someone has been watching. One man who risked everything.
Sorry, I have not seen any of your films.
Without seeing the movies. Ralph Garman's Movie Beat. Welcome to my world.
Four new movies coming to Cineplexes this week, and I think there's something for everybody, and they all look pretty good.
Wow.
That doesn't happen very often. It is, of course, Halloween weekend, so I'm guessing that Paranormal Activity 3 will be number one at the box office again. But if you've already seen that and you want to have some other options.
I thought it was the best of the three, so if you haven't seen it, go see it.
By the way, I think we've mentioned it already, but the Regal Cinemas is giving you a 3-for-1 deal with the Paranormal Activity movies. If you pay the regular ticket price to see Paranormal Activity 3, they're showing all three films in chronological order. So you see 3 first, which is sort of the prequel, then you see Paranormal Activity, and then you see the second one after that. So you can watch them all in sequence and do sort of a marathon if you like. So that's worth doing. Anonymous opens up in limited release this weekend. How many times have we had this conversation, Kevin, where you've always said to me, did Shakespeare really write his plays, or was it, in fact, perhaps Edward de Vere, Earl of Oxford, who actually wrote them?
You guys have debated
that. I've had my doubts for a long, long time.
Francis Bacon's name always gets thrown into the mix, too. You just don't know.
There's not enough info.
Well, this film tries to answer that question about the fact that it was really the Earl of Oxford who penned Shakespeare's plays and just used him as a... Sort of a nom de plume.
Not interested. Come on, Kevin. Anonymous.
I don't care. Who cares who
Where
wrote it?
Wherefore art thou, right. Kevin?
It could be great material, but it's so far past. I don't care if someone else wrote it.
I don't even know what that is.
Reese Stephans, Derek Jacobi, and Vanessa Redgrave star in Anonymous in limited release this weekend. Puss in Boots.
I rented that.
Well, the same.
Then, yeah, those boots looked good.
I don't think it's the same.
Leather and thigh high.
This one is not available for rental yet.
What? Yeah. Puss in Boots. Of course, you loved him in the Shrek movies. Now, Antonio Banderas stars in Puss's Own Adventure. Salma Hayek, also in the film. Zach Galifianakis provides a voice as well. This is the story, the prequel, if you will, story of events leading up to Puss's meeting with Shrek and his friends. So it's a prequel in a sense. Antonio Banderas, of course, voices Puss in Boots. This looks actually kind of good to me. I mean, if you got to go to see a kid's movie.
Sure.
This looks good.
He's a great character.
Funny. It's a great character. It's in 3D, so it's got a lot going for it. Here's a scene where Puss encounters a bar full of tough dudes.
What are you doing here, senor? Did you lose your ball of yarn?
I am not looking for trouble. I am but a humble gato in search of his next meal. Perhaps you gentlemen can help me find a simple score?
Well, perhaps if one of us were to tell the law that you are in town, we could split the reward.
You made the cat angry.
You do not want to make the cat angry.
Don't make the cat angry.
You made the cat angry.
Puss in Boots. I just like saying puss.
I know, you said a lot.
Without having management call us on the hotline.
very entertaining. In Time opens this weekend. Who thought that Justin Timberlake would make a convincing action hero? But the trailers and commercials for this movie, I think he looks pretty good.
Let's just accept the fact that freaking Justin Timberlake can do anything.
Yeah. Isn't it a surprise, though?
Isn't
it a surprise? You see him in Social Network, and you see him in these Friends with Benefits movie, whatever the hell that was. And you say, okay, yeah, I can see him playing sort of lighter weight romantic comedy roles and perhaps some dramatic stuff. But he looks like an ass kicker in this film. Much to my surprise. Also starring in the film, Cillian Murphy, Amanda Seyfried, Matthew Bomer from one of my favorite shows, White Collar, is also in this. Interesting premise. In the future, people stop aging at 25. That's when you're dead. And you have to buy yourself more time. And they just sort of implant it in you. And that's how you exist. And so Justin plays a guy who decides to garner as much time as he can. And there's a corrupt police force that is trying to take his life. So
it's like Robin Hood with time.
Exactly, yeah. Matthew Bomer, as I mentioned, stars in the film. In this scene, he is working with Justin Timberlake. He's explaining the system to Justin's character, Will.
For a few to be immortal, many must die.
What the hell's that supposed to mean?
You really don't know, do you? Everyone can't live forever. Where would we put them? Why do you think there are time zones? Why do you think taxes and prices go up the same day in the ghetto? Cost of living keeps rising to make sure people keep dying. How else could there be men with a million years while most live day to day? But the truth is, there's more than enough. No one has to die before their time. If you had as much time as I have, what would you do with it?
Sure as hell wouldn't waste it.
Yeah, go Justin. He pulls out a gun. Beep, 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 beep.
Is that the sound of a gun?
No, I don't think so. Anyway, let's entertain. That's like a fun futuristic thriller. Might want to check that out. And The Rum Diary also opens up this weekend. Johnny Depp, Aaron Eckhart, Amber Heard. Great cast. Of course, based on the book by Hunter S. Thompson. Johnny's good friend. And he kind of made this in his honor. He plays a journalist working in Puerto Rico in the early 1960s. Amber Heard is his love interest. Booze, drugs, sex. What more do you need? Here's some scenes from The Rum Diary.
Puerto Rico. I came down here looking for a story.
It's called journalism. Don't look so anxious. I wouldn't have paid for your hotel if I hadn't already hired you.
But I found the strangest paradise on earth.
How does anybody drink 161 miniatures?
Are they not complimentary? Now, all this might sound like some crazed hallucination. But it's all true. I think.
It's all a crazy hallucination.
Oh, I love Johnny Depp and Hunter S. Thompson. Great combination. He's actually, you can almost hear he's doing a younger version of the voice and character he did in Fear and Loathing in that film, too. So, very entertaining stuff. Something for everybody this weekend. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the movie beat.
All that you know is at an end.
That was Ralph Garman's movie beat.
106.7 K-Rock is K-R-O-Q, and it's 8:37.
Internet slow!
This is the Kevin and Bean Show. There are a lot of reasons to go to the website today. Really good reasons. One is that I finished my countdown of the hottest women on TV this fall.
Boing!
Yeah. And we're having trouble getting away from the photos that are up, but go there now because I put some new photos up, and they're of dogs in Halloween costumes.
Oh, people. Why don't you love your animals? Why do you torture your animals?
This is happening, and it just came to our attention.
Justin Rudd is the founder of the Long Beach Hot Dog Halloween Parade.
I'm the director and the founder of the Hot Dog Halloween Parade, and this is my bulldog, Rosie. We expect about 600 dogs in the parade today. It's a 12-block parade. It is the world's largest Halloween event for pets.
For pets.
Yeah. For 11 years, Justin Rudd has been doing this organized animal cruelty. And no one has stopped him.
Justin.
Yes.
Thanks for joining us.
You betcha.
Justin,
stop it.
All right.
Yes. Okay, we'll see you later.
Thanks for talking to us.
Dogs don't like to be dressed in costumes.
I kind of differ with you on that, and if you come down here, you're going to see a lot of smiles on dogs' faces and a lot of smiles on people's faces.
Dogs don't smile either.
I bet the people will be smiling. But look, at best, they tolerate it for their owners because they love us, and we love them for that, but they don't really dig it, right?
Well, dogs were not born into this world to put costumes on them.
Agreed.
Or to be dressed up. I agree with you.
Right. Okay.
But I think the what we are trying to do, and it happens for about 20 or 30 minutes during the actual parade, is what we're raising thousands and thousands of dollars for charity. And if we can do that to help other dogs to get out of shelters or to help get dogs spayed and neutered, we think that it's worth it.
Let me just recap. You're cruel to pets for a half hour so that you can raise money for cruelty to pets.
I'm on board. I love
that. He is sacrificing the dignity of some, Kevin, in order to save the lives of others.
Exactly.
There's a woman that's down at the actual parade last year.
People think it's mean to dress up an animal, but he really likes it because he gets attention and he gets treats. So what dog wouldn't like that?
Yeah, attention and treats, something they can't get at home without wearing a costume. This one's with Woody from Toy Story riding him.
Yes.
Yeah.
Come on now!
I mean, yeah, you can argue that, but I think more than anything, these dogs are super loved, absolutely loved and adored.
Yeah, maybe a little too much, Justin.
If they were loved as much as you say, they wouldn't be in costumes. Hey, let me just hear you say it's possible they don't like it.
You're right. It's possible they don't.
All right.
But we're going to go with they do like it. They love it. And we're going to break the world's record this Sunday down in Belmont Shore for the Hot Dog Halloween Parade.
But give us the details of where the parade's happening for those folks who might want to stop by. Where does it start?
It starts at Livingston Park. It's the corner of Park and Livingston Drive in Belmont Shore in Long Beach. And we expect anywhere, we've had as many as 700 dogs in costumes in the past.
Wow.
It's $10 to enter your dog.
This is going to be ugly. One of these years, they're all going to turn on you. You're going to have 700 dogs running around biting people and just going crazy.
Actually, we've done well. There's not been any incidents. And we also have a kids costume contest, and that's free. Kids win cash. The best dog costume wins dog food for a year.
Oh, that's sweet.
You know why the dogs don't get aggressive? Because their will has already been broken by people putting costumes on them. They're so depressed they can't muster up the energy to attack.
Give them a little self-respect.
So they're awesome, and they're very well-thought-out costumes. People start planning months in advance. One of my favorite things about the whole day, though, is the pet adoption fair. So we'll have cats, dogs, and other animals up for adoption. And in fact, in our parade, we're expected to have a cat and a pig.
In your parade, you're having a cat and a pig.
We've had a duck before.
What's happening down there?
Well, at least you are an equal opportunity destroyer of pets' egos, which is nice.
You know, down here in Long Beach, we're one of the top 10 dog-friendly cities in the country.
Until this.
We love our dogs.
In spite of your parade, you mean.
Yeah, I started the dog beach here in Long Beach. It's called Rosie's Dog Beach after my bulldog, Rosie. I currently have a bulldog named Riley. He'll also be at the bulldog kissing booth. We have 24 slobbering bulldogs that'll be at the kissing booth, and we're raising money there for Operation Santa Paws, which is a toy and treat collection drive for shelter pets here in Southern California.
This may really be something to see, I have to say.
It sounds like you're doing something horrible, Justin, for all the right reasons.
Well-guided. You're well-intentioned.
These are great charities.
I think that sounds fun.
Great charities. You sound like a great guy. Yeah. You sound like it's coming from the right place.
Yes,
and yet the animals are not having fun.
Horribly misguided.
They have bulldog kissing booths.
We have a giant pumpkin. It's 80 pounds. We put it way up in a tree branch in the park.
You're going to make a dog carry it?
No. And when that pumpkin drops, that's the start of Howl-oween here in Belmont.
Howl-oween. And does it drop on a dog?
No. We make sure everybody's back. We have plenty of police presence. And also, we've got bobbing for Howl-a-weenies. The dogs get to bob for weenies down in a bucket, kind of like bobbing for apples.
How do they know to go down in the water?
There's
pushing their heads.
Hot dogs.
Believe me, if there's a hot dog down there, they'll go for it. Yeah. They're underwater to get it.
They bite each other.
Put a hot dog in my pants.
So this is the 11th annual?
It is the 11th annual, yep.
So is it too late? I mean, we just discovered this. It's too late to stop it?
In fact, we'd love for you to come down and judge it.
Yeah, we'll be there.
That's not going to happen, Justin.
What time would you like us to be? Nope, we're not going to do it. No.
Okay. The parade starts at 2:30. The kids' costume contest is at 2:20. There are thousands and thousands of spectators. It's really a big deal. If you've ever seen it, or go online, go on Facebook and look at the Hot Dog Halloween Parade.
Hey, I put it up on our site, KevinAndMeade.com. Yes.
Yes, great.
It does say stop it, but there are photos of the dogs, and there's also the thing that's on YouTube of you being interviewed and the pet parade and all of the torture that's going on down there in Long Beach.
All the info is there.
We have a great time. We also
I'll bet you do.
Beauty contest.
You know who doesn't have a great time? The dogs. Do you care?
I don't think so,
you
Justin.
You know, I was thinking about it. I have a 19-month-old daughter at home.
Oh, okay.
And we tried her Halloween costume on her yesterday.
Yeah.
And she doesn't want to wear hers either, but we're going to force her to wear it. So yeah. I guess if we could do it to children, we could do it to dogs, I guess.
Yeah, but shouldn't we stop that at some point? Somewhere along the way, shouldn't no?
I would say yes, but it sounds like a good cause. Like they're raising money for actual pet charities.
But you made it a good cause because you knew the original damage needed to be balanced out.
We love helping out animals that are in less fortunate situations, and we do are proponents of spay and neuter programs and adopting animals, and that's the greater cause of what we're trying to do.
But are you adopting animals to families that are then going to turn around and dress them up in a parade?
In fact, we've got adoptable dogs being walked in the parade. They're going to have signage that say this dog is for adoption.
Oh, so people, listen to me, people. At the very beginning of the parade, rescue those dogs. That's a real rescue.
Yeah, adopt them and get the hell out of there.
Don't make them walk through the whole parade on the 110-degree asphalt. Rescue them.
Actually, the parade route is mostly in shaded areas, and it's in the shaded part of 2nd Street. The dogs are walking on asphalt, but we make sure that it's not hot.
Well, that's nice of you.
We would not allow that.
And you need to start a doggy depression charity, too, after this is all over, because these dogs' self-worth is going to go right into it. Really.
Take them to the dog beach and let them have some fun. It's the only dog beach in all of Los Angeles County right here in Long Beach.
But don't have the costumes on them?
No costumes.
All right.
No costumes over there.
The hot dog howl. Halloween parade happening for the 11th year down in Livingston Park in Long Beach.
Wait, here's what's cute. Hot is spelled H-A-U-T.
Like hot couture. Yes.
Come on.
You see?
Justin,
this has everything.
It's not too late. It's not too late to say stop it.
I think it is. I think it is too late. We've established that.
Stop it.
Yeah.
And maybe next year.
Stop that insanity. We're having a great time down here.
I'm sure you are.
I don't think anything can stop us right now. All We're right. having a good time, and these dogs really are having a good time. And the cat and the pig.
I'm sure the one cat is having a great time surrounded by 700 dogs or whatever it is.
No, she came to our blessing of the animals, and then which was a few weeks ago, and then she said, "Can I bring my cat to the parade?" And I said, "You bet."
All right, there's a lot going on there. I can't even begin to attack. Justin, you seem like a good guy.
You are a good guy.
You seem like a good guy. Best of luck.
And Lisa May, you're really good.
All right. Thank you, Justin.
But stop it.
You bet.
But stop it.
And come judge.
But no.
No. No.
But stop it. Well, 106.7 K-Rock is Karo Q. It is 8:55. Tom Morello after the top of the hour. Right now it's time for the Showbiz Beat. Here's Ralph Garman.
A little shameless self-promotion. Come see me and Kevin Smith tomorrow night at the John Lovitz Theater up at City Walk at Universal for our Halloween Babylon. Because usually it's Hollywood Babylon, but now it's Halloween.
Oh, how do you do it?
Funny.
Come in costume. We're giving the prize away to the best gal and best guy in a Halloween costume. And also Sunday night on Fox at 9, Family Guy. I am the special guest star on Family Guy this weekend.
Well, still a lot of voices. And I was always impressed by that. Just the fact that you get to do a voice on Family Guy.
Yeah, usually they throw me one or two lines, which is more than enough, more than I deserve. But the fact that they asked me to do an entire guest starring role as the one of the main characters.
If you F it up, I'm going to punch you right in the head.
I don't think I F'd it up. I don't think so. But if I did, I apologize in advance.
It's Bobby!
No, it's not Bobby. It's a completely different character. Well, not completely different, because I only do variations on a theme, but it's different enough, I think. Ricky Martin's going to star on Broadway in the musical Evita.
Match made in heaven.
Don't cry for me, Ricky Martin. You're supposed to be a straight man. yes, he'll be playing Che Guevara in that musical, which is one of the big roles. So, Lisa, you going to go?
Sure.
Previews begin March 12th. Opening night is April 5th.
All right. Writing it down.
Write it down. Lisa's getting her Broadway schedule together. Then she's going to see David Alan Greer and get some chocolate loving from what it sounded like the conversation they were having.
That's going to happen.
Yeah. Charlie Sheen's new series, Anger Management, has a home. FX Cable Network has picked up the sitcom. It'll begin next summer. Charlie Sheen starring in the show that is based on the 2003 movie that starred Adam Sandler and Jack Nicholson. He'll play a man with anger management issues of his own who is the counselor, I guess, for other people with anger management.
Does he have cocaine issues and whore issues?
There may be that possibility. Only 10 episodes have been ordered, but if the show proves to be a hit, and if the network syndication deal kicks in, Charlie will get a bump, not the first time he's had a bump, of another 90 episodes.
Wow!
That's the deal. It's a 10 order at first, and then if it goes for beyond that, they order 90 of them.
That's a huge order.
Trust me, I am stunned that he has a career in television and someone else is going to give him a show.
Yeah.
When he started talking about the fact, oh, I'm going to move on and do my own show, I said, he's kidding himself. It's another one of his delusions. Looks like he was right and we were wrong.
Well, let's wait and see.
And sorry to hear this news. A stuntman has died on the set of The Expendables 2. Several people were involved in the accident. It involved an explosion, apparently, outside a reservoir in Bulgaria where they were shooting. One stuntman was killed. Two others were injured, one in critical condition. So it's always sad news when a stuntman is injured, let alone killed. But none of the main actors of the cast, which includes Stallone, of course, Schwarzenegger, Bruce Willis, Jason Statham, Dolph Lundgren, Liam Hemsworth, Terry Crews, Jet Li, Chuck Norris, Jean-Claude Van Damme. None of the actors were hurt, but the stuntman did pass away.
Couldn't have been Van Damme.
I know. Somebody we wouldn't miss.
Right.
And if you want to hear Coldplay's new album, Zendata Manyata, Ziloto Zimbabwe.
Zilo Miloto, I think.
Milo Zilota.
Something like that.
Yeah. You have to buy the CD or download it from iTunes. You're not going to be able to listen to it on Spotify or Rhapsody.
Is that right?
Yeah. They are not going that route with this album. Now, Coldplay won't say why officially, but insiders in the industry speculate it's because they've got a bad payout schedule.
Interesting.
Artists get 0.015 cents per play on Spotify.
That's not very much.
And 0.91 cents on Rhapsody versus iTunes, where, artists and the record label shared 70% of the $1.29 charge per track or the $9.99 per album. So it's just it's a better revenue source. So they're just going to go exclusively with those sites. So makes sense. And music news. Queen has announced they are going to release a new album with Freddie Mercury as the lead singer.
That is news. Wow. How are they managing that?
Apparently they are combing through the stuff that's in the vault. The leftover stuff, the stuff that wasn't good enough to put on the albums in the first place. And they're going to throw that together and make a new album of original material that has yet to be released, featuring Freddie Mercury on vocals.
What are they going to do with their new lead singer?
Yeah, poor Shatner.
Mama.
Poor Shatner.
Just kill a man.
Now he's out?
Put a gun against his head.
Come on now.
Pulled my trigger. Now he's dead.
Now he's dead. Have you seen the video?
Yes.
The music video for Bohemian Rhapsody?
It is.
Starring William Shatner?
You must be high to watch that.
And you must watch it. You must find it and watch it.
And
it is Shatner being the voice of the universe.
The sky sings. There's a mouth in the sky.
It's a star-studded evening sky, and then Shatner's voice appears in the stars, and he starts to sing to a young couple to prove to them that there's intelligent life in the universe.
It's nutty.
It is stonerific.
It really is.
You will enjoy. Today's celebrity birthdays: Matt Smith, who plays Doctor Who on the series of the same name, 29 years old. Joaquin Phoenix is 37. Julia Roberts turns 44 today. Andy Richter of Conan Show is 45. Lauren Holly's 48. Daphne Zuniga from Melrose Place and Spaceballs and The Sure Thing. She did a lot of movies back in the day. 49 years old. Bruce Jenner. Poor bastard who lives with all those Kardashian broads. He is 62 years old. Charlie Daniels is 75. And Dennis Franz celebrates his 67th birthday today. Remember that time in the Red Carpet, Kevin, when you were trying to talk to Dennis Franz about NYPD Blue and he showed his butt on that series? I remember as if it was yesterday.
We said, what should we ask Dennis Franz?
What?
We said, I'm trying to figure out how to ask this in a nice way. Maybe I better just not ask it. We're going to talk about your ass some more, but maybe we won't.
You're being laughing in the background.
Yes.
Not about to step in and save you.
No. That's the rule.
Even then, he said, I'm going to sit back and watch this souffle rise. That's what he said.
Well said, Kevin.
I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the show.
Hi, this is Tom Morello from Rage Against the Machine.
No matter how hard you try.
Why the name Rage Against the Machine?
It just seemed appropriate.
of that thing it is that we do.
And when he's not doing that awesome music, he's doing Night Watchman, which is also awesome, and Stirring Up Trouble, Tom Morello.
Hello, how are you?
How are you, sir?
That was a very fancy introduction, thank you.
It was. I didn't realize it was all rage. I know you like, you're in Night Watchman mode right now.
That is correct.
And at nightwatchmanmusic.com, you have a video up of you at some of these Occupy protests.
That is correct.
Where have you been so far, Tom?
I've been occupying America. This latest Night Watchman tour. I've performed at L.A., Occupy L.A. twice, Seattle, Vancouver, San Francisco, and Occupy Wall Street as well.
Now, were you at, you didn't, did you mention Oakland? Did you go to Oakland, or were you there?
No,
when that
happened? I was just in San Francisco when
there. All right. Explain to those of us that don't pay that much attention to the news why you're going and what this means to you.
Sure. Well, I am part of the 99% that is fed up and has had enough. The Wall Street malfeasance that has torpedoed the global economy is a crime. It's caused people, the people who stole our pension funds and have caused countless foreclosures, and then as a were not prosecuted, they received a huge bailout of our tax money. People across the country, there's been this underlying dissension percolating, and now it's boiling over with the Wall Street movement.
It's bitterness. I mean, has nobody, not a single person, been charged with any of that?
That's correct. I mean, there's been a couple of indictments, but not the wholesale throwing all those bastards in Guantanamo Bay, which is what should happen.
Right.
For the tremendous amount of economic pain and suffering they've caused millions of people, as well as the environmental devastation as well.
Now,
and people are fed up about it, you know. And I think that there was this false hope that the Obama administration was going to wave some sort of magic wand and set everything right. But you know, here we are 3 years in, and now people are going to have to do it for themselves.
Yeah, well, listen, Washington doesn't move that fast, no matter who's the president or what he wants to do.
Yeah. I mean, for those of us that can't afford a lobbyist, this is this is a way to express ourselves. And now over the course of the last 6 weeks, the Occupy movement has spread to 1,300 cities, towns, and hamlets around the globe. It's pretty incredible.
Now, Tom, tell me, because from my view, it looks like it's not organized enough. There's not a message. There's not a goal.
Well, I mean, have you visited any of the Occupies? I mean, the one thing that's very, very clear is that it's inclusive, and that there's a diversity of opinions represented because it's open to the 99% of the population whose money doesn't control the world.
Right.
The one underlying theme that I've seen at the five Occupies I've been to is the belief that the people who own and control the country don't deserve to. They do so in the name of profit, they do so in the name of power, they do so in the name of privilege, and at the expense of the rest of us.
And how do you think it's going to end? Like, the reason I ask is because it doesn't seem like they have an achievable goal that they're going to reach. Like, they're not going to throw out everybody in Wall Street.
I think there's a lot of different, because it's such an umbrella, it's a big tent and there's a lot of ideas under it. People have different goals. But the one thing that we've seen that's been incredible is that it's really tapped into this intense vein of dissatisfaction on a global scale.
Yeah.
People who previously didn't think that thought that they were alone are finding out that there's people in over 1,000 cities that feel the way that they do.
And what's happening with the police in some of these cities? It sort of seems like, to me, again, from the outside, and no, I haven't visited any of them, it seems like the police are kind of like, all right, we got the message, let's move along. Is that the case?
Well, I mean, the police in Oakland did something entirely different than they shot Scott Olson, an Iraq veteran, former Marine, in the head with a canister, and he's in critical condition in the hospital there. So sometimes the police are doing more than saying just move along. And I think that there's a great quote by Gandhi that says, first they ignore you, then they laugh at you, then they fight you, then you win. And sort of we're moving from the laugh at you into the fight you stage right now. And I have a feeling that, you know, in a lot of these places, the empire will soon strike back. But I mean, when Occupy Wall Street first started, no one knew about it. And the main story about Occupy Wall Street was that it was unreported. And then those women got pepper sprayed who were just
right.
standing there peacefully. Then New York City found out about it. Then 700 of the occupiers got arrested crossing the Brooklyn Bridge. Then America found out about
yeah.
it. And now there's over 1,000 cities that are occupied as well.
What do you think the end will be for this? Or what do you want the end to be?
I don't mean, we'll see. I mean, I don't put any ceiling on what this can be. I mean, this is a percolating, you know, American revolt. It's modeled on the Arab Spring. That's what the Occupy movement is modeled on Tahrir Square in Cairo, Egypt, where the people occupied the square and said, we've just had enough. Things aren't right, and we're not going anywhere until it changes. While in Egypt, they had a very specific goal, and that was to oust a tyrannical
right.
dictator. Here, it's a broader goal and a dissatisfaction with the way that the economic system is.
But it also seems so much more complex because it's not just one guy.
That's correct. That's correct. It is complex. But I mean, the one thing that these Occupy movements have in common, and I encourage everyone who's listening who is of the 99% that does not own and control the planet to go visit your own Occupy here in LA, which is a fine place. But there's a tremendous spirit of democracy and cooperation at these things where people, you know, like, it's really what democracy should look like. Like
right.
everybody's sort of pitching in, and people have computer skills, don't like that. People have musicians play, the people have, you know, organizational skills do that. And it's pretty amazing. I've been in each of the cities I've been playing on this Night Watchman tour. I've been going and passing out some free tickets at each of these shows, and it's been pretty well received.
We have one of those people, we sent someone down to get some interviews, and she was, the only thing she had to say about the whole Occupy LA thing was this.
I gotta thank Tom Morello because he gave us tickets to his freaking show, and it was so dope. Repping 503.
Yeah, there
you have it. She was thrilled.
All right.
Yeah, she was just so happy that you'd given her tickets. And yeah, I guess you played the Troubadour this past week.
Yeah.
You can follow Tom Morello on Twitter at T Morello. And nightwatchmanmusic.com is the website. And the new album is Worldwide Rebel Songs.
That is correct.
If you'd like to pick that up. Tom, thanks for coming on the show with us. We always appreciate your time.
Thanks for having me, man. Cheers.
Thank you. Bye. 106.7 K-Rock is KROQ, and it's the Kevin and Bean Show at 27 minutes after 9 o'clock.
Bleah.
Talking about the sold-out K-Rock Dead Man's Ball.
Bleah.
Tomorrow night at LACMA,
Bleah.
The Halloween costume ball featuring the genius of Tim Burton.
Bleah.
A live performance by She Wants Revenge.
Bleah.
Stop doing that.
But
so,
it's Halloween, I am the scary Count Dracula. Bleah.
So we had a meeting yesterday. We were trying to come up with a name for the game, and we couldn't do it. So we brought Omar in, and we said, look, it's the genius of Tim Burton.
That's what the exhibit's called. That's the LACMA, yeah.
So we want you to do an intro with that, but use the Christina Aguilera song.
Genie in a Bottle.
Right. So we made him do this.
Because genius of Tim Burton, Genie in the Bottle,
so,
that's boom.
That's as good as we could get.
This is our
Wait,
problem.
You're happy with that?
Boom.
If you want to go party, Kevin and Bean have one good way. It's the genius of Tim Burton. You got to guess the right movie. If you want to go party, to the K-Rock Dead Man's Ball. It's the genius of Tim Burton. All right, now let's take calls.
See?
Not bad.
Omar! Oh, I knew he could do it. I knew he could do it.
I mean, considering, not bad.
Awesome.
Considering what we strapped him
Look,
with.
Hey, we would have got Tim Burton spooks if we didn't tell him what to do. So I think it was the right call on our part.
All right, so the genius of Tim Burton is...
It's the genius of
right.
Tim Burton. You got to name the right movie.
It's the genius of Tim Burton.
All right, so we're going to play clips from Tim Burton movies. All of them he directed, one of them he produced. Okay?
But still, it's known as a Tim Burton movie.
Correct.
So you'll know it if you know it.
So you'll know it if you know it, is what Ralph is saying.
Truer words have never been spoken.
Steven is a plumber. Hi, Steven.
Hi, how you doing?
All right, you understand
Steve,
what
you
do?
Are you a Tim Burton fan?
Yeah. My girlfriend's a bigger fan, but yeah.
Okay. Maybe she should be on the phone.
We're going to play a clip from one of his films. You just need to identify it, okay?
All right, sounds good.
All right, we can't replay it, so you just have to listen closely. Here you go. This is your movie.
Those are your hands. Hold me.
I can't.
Wow, that was a
hard
to hear clip.
To hear for
yeah.
us.
But that was kind of staticky.
Yeah, sorry, man. That was a lot of music and very buried dialogue. I feel bad for you.
Well, we're going to do a drawing, so we're not going to just give it away. But I will tell you, Let Me See Your Hands was in there.
And they mentioned his name was Eddie.
Okay.
Later in the clip.
So we
James and the Giant Peach.
Sorry. Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah. We said Hands and Eddie.
Tried to give it away.
James and the Giant Peach, he said.
Well, he didn't know.
But come on. No, Eddie and Hands are two things we gave him.
It's a genius of Burton.
All right. Let's go to Scott. Hi, Scott.
Hey, guys.
Scott is a TV show editor. So
that's right. You should know this. You're in the business.
That's right. All right. Here's
a big fan, too.
All right. Here's your Tim Burton movie. Good luck.
Let's face it. You want somebody out of the house. I want to get somebody out of your house. Come on.
Whoa. Sandworms. You hate them, right?
I hate them myself. Come on, kids. What do I have to do to strike a deal with you two, huh?
Beetlejuice.
There we go.
Right. Beetlejuice.
Don't say it. Why did you do that? Let's go to Rosa. Hi, Rosa.
Hi.
Rosa's in customer service. You're a Tim Burton fan, I hope?
Yes, I am.
All right. Okay. Here's your movie. Good luck.
Tell me something, my friend. You ever dance with the devil in the pale moonlight?
What?
I always ask that of all my prey. I just like the sound of it.
Which Tim Burton movie was that?
Batman?
Batman is correct. Nicely done.
You're in the drawing. Hold on.
You're in the drawing. Let's go to Ellis. Hi, Ellis.
Is it Elias?
Elias?
Yeah, it's Elias.
Elias is just as good. Probably better.
No, I think Elias is his name.
All right, Elias, you ready?
Yeah, ready.
Here's your movie.
The waterfall is most important. Mixes the chop, turns it out, makes it light and frothy. By the way, no other factory in the world mixes its chocolate by waterfall, my dear children.
If you could hear it, it's easy. What?
Yeah, no, I got chocolate in factory, huh? I think it's Charlie and the Chocolate Factory.
Nice. Well put together,
nicely
sir.
Done.
Well put together.
All right, let's go to Cindy, who's our next contestant. Hi, Cindy.
Hi.
How have you been doing in the game so far? Good?
Half and half.
All right.
You know what it's called, right?
It's a genius of Burton.
All right. Here's your movie. Good luck.
This is Halloween. Pumpkins scream in the dead of night. This is Halloween. Everybody make a scene. Trick or treat. Tell the neighbors on the dime.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
There you go. Well done, Cindy.
Nicely done. All right. We have four people in the drawing. Let's do it. We're out of time, unfortunately.
All right.
See who's going to win the tickets for tomorrow night.
The winner is Scott.
Scott, our first contestant.
Scott!
Scott, yes. TV show editor. Nicely done.
Thank you so much, guys. I'm such a huge fan.
Thank you. And you're going to enjoy it. And thanks for playing The Genius of Tim Burton.
It's The Genius of Tim Burton.
We're going to do the Ralph Showbiz Beat in 1 second.
Woo!
First,
the
costume shop we need to tell you about, located at 746 West Doran, just off the 134 freeway in Glendale. That's where you go to get a Halloween costume. If you haven't gotten one yet and you're going, oh, what can I do? I got to go in your closet, you look around. Oh, maybe I can just wear a baseball hat and...
Oh, I'll be a cowboy. I'll put a cowboy hat in my boots.
This is the real deal. They actually have full costumes. They use them for movies and props and everything else. So it's the real deal. You stop by, you get it, and that's what we would recommend. Time for the Ralph Showbiz Beat. What's going on?
Get a costume for your dog, too. Get down there to Long Beach and get in that parade. Get in that Halloween parade.
Do not do that.
They're doing in Long Beach.
Don't do that.
$10 if you want to get your dog in the parade.
You have to pay.
It goes to a good cause.
You can be a VIP, or very important pooch, for $35. You get to walk in the front of the parade.
Wow.
I'm just saying, if you really loved your dog, that's what you'd do. You'd dress him up in an uncomfortable costume and make him walk in front of the parade if you really loved your animal. Lisa, what are you dressing Boner for this year?
Pirate.
Yep, there we go.
Pirate.
I knew it. You denied all week. Oh, I don't do that. I don't do that kind
of
stuff.
Yeah. Of course.
She's actually going to take out one of the dog's eyes just so it needs a patch. So that'll be
She's already done it.
He has to wear something like a week ago in preparation. To be warm anyway.
Oh, I hate that. I hate
Keep his eye warm most of all.
He gets cold.
Oh, dogs get cold.
When it's below 70
degrees. They have is a fur coat they're born with that they wear all the time.
He barely got any fur.
Oh, he does. He's got more fur than a human.
Oh.
He is bald. She has a weird looking, I don't know, chemo dog or something. I mean, it really looks sad.
He looks like a D-winged bat. It just scampers around on 4 feet.
It's a little creepy sometimes.
It is. It's sad.
Let's be honest. Spindly legs all over the place. Little creature. Looks like it belongs in a horror movie underneath your bed.
It does. Don't feed it water. That's all I know.
For a midnight snack, it takes your ankles out. Star Jones has a new novel called Satan's Sisters. That's appropriate for Star Jones. I'm sure she has a close relationship with Satan and his brood. Looks like they're going to turn it into a TV series.
Batgirl's fat.
Oh, good. I'm glad there's more success for Star Jones. The book, by the way, sounds vaguely familiar. It's about four female talk show hosts who don't get along.
Huh. Where'd you get that idea from?
One of them pops pills. One of them is old and crotchety. One of them wants to come out of the closet. And one lost a ton of weight but still has a giant alien head and writes books. Oh, no, she didn't mention what the fourth one did, but I'm just guessing.
And she's trying to pass this off as fiction.
Yes, it's a novel.
Huh.
Sounds like a lawsuit.
Name's been changed to protect the innocent.
Sounds like Tyra Banks.
Lindsay Lohan! She just shot her Playboy shoot. We'll get to see that very soon.
When's that coming out?
They haven't told us exactly what issue it'll be yet, but... By the way, speaking of Playboy, I don't know if you guys follow our current Miss Double December's Twitter account. If you follow her on Twitter,
I do follow that, as there are plenty of good photos.
She just tweeted a photo of a little teaser photo of what she's going to be wearing to the Playboy Mansion Halloween party this weekend. Apparently, she was invited to the Playboy Mansion Halloween party.
Yep.
Why? I can't even hazard a guess.
Why?
Yeah. Mm. But she tweeted a photo, just a teaser photo, just a "can you guess what I'm going to be" photo she wrote.
Mm-hmm.
And I looked at the photo and I said, "Are you going to be a basketball salesman?" Because that's what it looks like. That's what it looked like she's selling in the photo.
These are like the hottest tits I've ever seen.
They're pretty sick.
Check them out. Yeah. Whoa! I knew she had a hot rack. Yeah.
Sure did.
Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Those are so hot. Oh.
It's Bean. Damn there. Anyway, Lindsay has another job offer. The people who make the Fleshlight have offered Lindsay $1 million if they can use her to create a line of sex toys. The Fleshlight folks said they'd like to produce an authentic line of Lindsay toys made by modeling certain parts of her anatomy.
What parts?
Elbow?
Ear.
Ear.
Ear?
Yeah, I think the ear.
Okay.
Sources close to Lindsay say she would never accept such an offer. All right, we'll see.
Yeah.
We'll see.
$1 million.
Exactly. She burns through that Playboy money, and then we'll see. Not only will she be modeling for one, she'll be selling them behind the counter of a boutique someplace in Hollywood. And for a little extra, you get to...
I'm sorry, what was
get
it?
Get what I'm saying?
What were the sound effects again?
I don't think you understand. Charlie Sheen, he is winning after all. FX has announced they are picking up his sitcom, Anger Management, based on the Adam Sandler, Jack Nicholson movie. Begins filming early next year and should be on FX by next summer.
Excellent!
So, he wins, we lose.
Well, let's just wait and see. Being on TV,
the fact that he's got a TV series,
right,
is a shocker to me. I didn't think anybody would work with him after what they saw go on between him and Chuck Lorre and Warner Brothers and CBS.
Could be a colossal failure and still, you know, in hindsight...
What's going on with FX and DirecTV, by the way? They're gonna boot them up.
They're saying November 1st, dude.
It's all over. They can't come to some agreement, right? With
with
Fox and some of their cable channels.
Yep.
We're still got Fox though, right?
I think
still got the network, just not the cable.
None of the Fox Sports soccer, which I know you're excited about.
No, I need my Soccer Plus package.
Fox Sports
Socktastic.
Fox Sports West.
Soccer Socks, I think it's called.
It's called Fox Soccer Plus.
Yeah. I don't need any of those channels. They can have them.
But Fox.
I don't need Soccer Plus. I don't need Soccer. I don't need Fox Sports.
Fox Sports West is Kings games.
So. I got the Center Ice. I got Center Ice package.
Oh, yeah. I have that, too.
Oh, interesting. Take it all. All right. Yeah. Today's celebrity birthday is Matt Smith. He plays Doctor Who.
How'd they do last night? Thank you, Ralph, for asking. 5-3 over the Dallas Stars.
Who was in goal? Quick?
Back to you. Yes.
Yeah, he's their best goalie.
Yes, he is.
Flyers had several goalies in that last night.
How did your game
go? One point they called me up and said, how soon can you get out here? It was 9-8 by the time it was all over.
9-8?
Yeah.
One hockey game?
One hockey game. The Winnipeg Jets scored 9 goals. We only scored 8 goals, so that wasn't enough.
We were down 4-1 at one point, though.
Wow, that's impressive.
It's quite the comeback. Then briefly we were up 8-7, and then they rapidly scored two more goals.
That
and
is impossible.
Being 9-8. It was a crazy game, but it was very entertaining.
I'll show a repeat of that. I want to see that.
Outcome was not ideal, but still. Let's take a look where you started the birthdays already, haven't we? Matt Smith is Doctor Who, 29 years old today. Joaquin Phoenix, 37. Julia Roberts, 44 years old today. Andy Richter celebrates his 45th birthday. Lauren Holly is 48. Daphne Zuniga of Melrose Place is 49. Olympic champion, better known now as dad to the Kardashians, Bruce Jenner is 62 years old.
Really whipping boy for the Kardashians.
That poor bastard. You can just see it. He's just dead inside. You look in his eyes.
For years he's been
broken. Charlie Daniels of the legendary Charlie Daniels band who gave us Devil Went Down to Georgia and other stuff. 75 years old today. Dennis Franz, star of NYPD Blue, my old co-star from my NYPD Blue days. Officer Gruden and Sipowicz had many in-depth conversations on the screen. We shared a lot.
I didn't see a lot of them.
We shared a lot of information. Sipowicz and Gruden were like, I was like an unofficial partner for Sipowicz, really, is what I was.
I don't think that's true.
It was. They considered me the fifth Beatle. Dennis Franz is 67 years old today. I remember one time Kevin was on the red carpet, and Dennis Franz came up the red carpet. They were Kevin and Bean were hosting some movie premiere, I think it was, and Dennis Franz came along, and an episode just aired where Dennis Franz showed his butt, I believe.
I barely remember that, but I remember when you were on NYPD Blue with Dennis Franz. I remember that better.
Okay, I'm guessing you have audio there.
Yes, and I don't want to play this audio here.
Well, we'll play that after mine. We can play yours.
This is yours.
Watching Donnie Hertzner?
Yeah, he's in the OR.
Why?
He developed some bleeding. There's old ladies around here somewhere. Shelly Hertzner, so pissed off that she can't see him. I'll go get her.
It's Bobby.
No, it's not Bobby. It's Officer Gruden.
No.
I think I was one of the female detectives I was talking to there, not Sipowicz.
You're Ruff Garman, and you walked
in. Oh, no, we still have Dennis Franz on the red carpet with you.
What?
Remember when you talked to Dennis Franz?
No.
When you were coming up, the first we said, what should we ask Dennis Franz?
What?
We said, I'm trying to figure out how to ask this in a nice way. Maybe I better just not ask it. We're going to talk about your ass some more, but maybe we won't.
He actually speaks well English.
Dennis Franz mocked you in front of people.
And rightfully so.
What?
You know, it's really funny because most celebrities don't, like, they're not in the mode to attack.
No, he would just...
Because they're doing press and they want to be nice.
Try to be nice and let you form a sentence.
But he couldn't. I really pushed him to the brink, I think.
I think you shocked him, too. I think he didn't see it coming. He just reacted because he thought you had some sort of competency, I guess, to what you do. And then when that came out, he was like, whoa,
I do not blame him one bit. Yeah. He did the right thing.
Happy Halloween, everybody. I'm Ralph Garman. I walk the showbiz beat.
Monday morning, we'll have Angels and Airwaves.
What?
In the studio with a world premiere song. That's Monday morning.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
Marijuana, cannabis sativa.
Don't bogart that joint, my friend. Pass it over to me.
It's a groovy way of relaxing, opening your senses.
Roll
this
groovy.
I love weed, okay? I love it.
Just like the other one.
Now's the time to introduce the joints.
This one seems to be about to quit.
And I
need another hit.
These guys need to turn those frowns upside down. And I got just the thing for that. We call it Doobie Snacks.
You are high as a kite.
The joint.
This one seems to be about to
end. Now it's time to get super duper high.
I don't have another sin.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, what are you guys up to?
Oh, a little weed, you know.
We are not very functional when we're high, which is all the time.
Let's pass it around.
It's like Cypress Hill concert in here.
I love weed, okay? I love it.
What did everybody think?
Ah, that stunk.
Worst episode ever.
I'd like to thank you all for being here.
I'd like to thank my guests. I'd like to thank the greatest audience in the world. I'm out.
Thank you for listening, and may Allah bless you all as I greet you in peace. Assalamu alaikum.
I'd like to say thank you on behalf of the group and ourselves. I hope we pass the audition.
I need meat.
You're a quitter. Only fools quit.
Don't be the 1%, man. Be the 99. Peace.